The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports. Whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJET, J98 The Boot, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfo Sports on Twitter, Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
Welcome out to West County Elementary School. Matt Greenwood alongside me, Nick Lewis, in the Minnow Area College broadcast booth. Minnow Area College is your next step. Well, we're going to finish up the Class 3, District 3 opening round baseball tournament here tonight with Herculaneum and Arcadia Valley. Arcadia Valley, the fourth seed in this tournament at 11-9, led by John Inman. And the Herculaneum Blackcats at 10-9-1. Their head coach, Zach Bone. It is a 4-5. AV the 4, Herculaneum the 5. Thank you for joining us on the Fleas Equipment pregame show. Welcome aboard for some outstanding baseball, as it is expected to be with this 4-5 matchup, and we hope you're pretty excited about it as well. Fleas Equipment is located in St. Genevieve and Ludington. Fleas Equipment is there for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. That is Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and on the outer service road at the Ludington exit. You can visit them online anytime you want at fleegs.com, F-L-I-E-G-S, fleegs.com. As part of our pregame show, we will have interviews with both head coaches, again, Zach Bone of Herculaneum and John Inman of Arcadia Valley. Why don't we step aside here for a minute or so, and when we come back, we'll hear from Coach Inman of the AV Tigers, and then we'll hear from Herculaneum Blackcat head coach Zach Bone. So we are getting ready for first pitch here in about 10 to 11 minutes and looking forward to a great Class 3, District 3, 4-5 here on Regional Radio.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleegs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleegs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fleegs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fleegs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleegs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleegs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fleegs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fleegs.com.
Matt Greenwood back with you on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show, joined by John Inman, head coach of the Arcadia Valley Tigers, the four seed in this Class 3 District 3 tournament. Chance to play Jefferson tomorrow in the semis, but obviously got to worry about day one, game one, and going up against the Herculaneum Blackcats, the five seed. So, Coach Inman, tell us a little bit about your team and where they are mentally as you head into this district tournament where it's one and done.
I think they're all excited. You know, I think everybody this time of the year is excited for the district tournament because that's what everybody's looking forward to from day one. So if you're not excited this time of the year, there's something wrong with you. And the boys are ready to go. You know, we don't know a ton about Herky, but they're ready to go and ready to compete.
Carter Brogan's a sophomore, sir, going with the young guy there on the mound for you. Tell us a little bit about what he features and why him.
Right now, Carter's thrown some big games for us down the stretch, and we've got three really good arms. I could have thrown out there today and not felt bad about it at all. That's just kind of the way our defense lines up best today. And, Carter's going to throw a lot of strikes and put the pressure on the defense, so that's what we're looking to do today.
Middle of the order, Eli Vandergriff, guy that was a little bit of pop for you.
Yeah, Eli's been a really good leader for us on the field, off the field, swinging it well. Had some clutch hits this year and probably been our most consistent hitter all year long.
All right, Coach Inman, as always, best of luck to you guys, and we'll talk to you afterwards.
Yep, thank you.
John Inman, head coach of the Arcadia Valley Tigers, joining us here on the Fleas Equipment pregame show.
Connect to this radio station from all across the country. Take us to the gym, shopping, how about a road trip? Listen to us now on the free iHeartRadio app. You'll never miss a moment with your favorite radio station. Download the free iHeartRadio app and search for the station so we can go wherever you want us to.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes. Warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Matt Greenwood back on the Fleece Equipment pregame show with Zach Bone, head coach of the fifth-seeded Herculaneum Blackcats in this Class 3 District 3 tournament. Had a day of baseball here for you on KJF and KREI, and it's we've had St. Pius, the 3-seed, knock off Kingston 10-0 in 6 innings, a no-hitter in that one for Riley Nager for the Lancers. Also at West County, the 2-seed up in Grandview 5-2. And so here we are, final game on the schedule, and it's Herculaneum and Arcadia Valley, the closest matchup in terms of seeds 4 versus 5. And, Coach, you come in here with a chance to play Jefferson in the next round. Sort of what's the mentality of the team going into this matchup?
Well, I think hopefully the mentality is we got to win today, man. I think, you know, it's obviously it's no surprise it's one and done this time of year. Arcadia Valley is really good. There's no doubt about that. There's a lot of really good baseball teams in this district. So whoever wins it is going to have, you know, 2 to 3 days of playing really well, having some things go their way, and that's typically what it takes this time of year. So, I think if you go about it the right way, then it's another game for you. It's a chance to go out and play well against a good baseball team, and we hope we go out and do that this evening.
Greg Rose, you're trusting him to go out here for game one. Kind of tell us what he features and why the choice for Greg Rose.
We've had some Bryce Hall, who's one of our guys that's second most things on the team, is homesick today and has been under the weather for a little bit, so unavailable tonight. Jordan Duncan is dealing with a lower body injury for the last couple days, so he's unavailable as well. So I think we're in a fortunate position to have a kid like Greg who has really, really good stuff on the mound. Going to be a fastball, breaking ball guy, a lot of life for the fastball. When he's in the zone, there's going to be a ton of ground balls. And I think we're really fortunate to be in that situation to have a guy we feel like is going to give us a great chance to win on the mound. When our two guys who are leading the team in innings are unavailable. So, we feel like we're going to go out and compete well. I think Greg will give us a chance, and if he does that, we'll let it fall where it falls.
Good luck to you.
Appreciate it, Matt. Thank you.
Zach Bone, head coach of the Herky Blackcats. We'll have starting lineups and first pitch next.
Looking for a career change? Do you have at least 1 year of customer service or healthcare experience? Join the team at Concentrix in Arnold today. Their license to help healthcare licensing program is an exceptional opportunity to obtain your accident and health insurance license for free and earn $16 an hour plus incentives as an FT seasonal licensed healthcare advisor. Come be a part of a growing industry. Apply today at Concentrix.com. That is Concentrix.com. Concentrix, an equal opportunity vet disabled employer.
Hopkins Floor Company and Shaw Floors would like to introduce Bolera Carpet. Bolera is an all-new carpet that will make you rethink where you can use carpet again. Hi, this is Nick Hopkins. The worry-free days of having carpet are back again with Bolera. Just go to YouTube and search B-E-L-L-E-R-A and watch this unbelievable carpet in action. Then come into Hopkins Floor Company where you can get Bolera Basic Rules Carpet for 40% off. That's Hopkins Floor Company, Highway 67, south of Festus.
Do you have a passion for coaching? Have you ever wanted to run your own fitness facility? This fall, turn your love for sports into an exciting career with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Learn everything from the psychology and business of sports to the care and prevention of injuries. Sports management is a rapidly growing field and can provide you with a lucrative career path. Do something that you are passionate about with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Call now at 573-431-4593 to get started.
Hi, this is Kim Elwell with a special 55% tax credit opportunity from Comtree. If you're a Missouri business owner, we need your help to build transitional housing for our domestic violence shelter. In return, your donation may qualify for a special 55% tax credit. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to help build hope for a strong, safe, independent future for those seeking shelter from domestic violence. Please contact me, Kim Elwell, at Comtree, 636-232-2339, and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a safe place.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF and AM 800 at KREI. Nick Lewis, my broadcast partner tonight, wrapping up Class 3 District 3 baseball at West County Elementary School. They've got the lights on this baseball field, and that's why we're here for the nightcap. As we go ahead and get to your Presbyterian Manor starting lineups Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. For the Herky Black Cats, leading things off here as we begin the top of the first is Blake Leathers, the center fielder. We'll get to the rest of the guys as this inning progresses. But a lefty-on-righty matchup, Carter Brogan, the sophomore for Arcadia Valley, starts us off with a first pitch strike on the outside corner. New Era Bank, first pitch. We'll tell you about New Era Bank here in just a second. As Leathers shows bunt with Brogan coming set, leg kick, bat pulled back and taken low is the heater there. It's 1-1. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at neweraBank.com. That is New Era Bank, member FDIC. All first pitches of the baseball season brought to you by New Era Bank. The 1-1 missed high and wide. Now the 2-1 on its way, and it's off the end of the bat and off the top of the screen on the right-hand side. Jordan Duncan is the shortstop on deck. In the hole is the catcher, Cole Myers. Batting cleanup today for Herculaneum is the first baseman, Jason Harden. The 2-2 offering to Blake Leathers is upstairs. Full count to start off this 4-5 matchup. Sun still nice and bright off to our left as we're situated first base side, just slightly off to the right of home plate. There's an elevated fastball outside that Leathers cannot catch up to, and Brogan starts us off with a strikeout. Fifth in the Herky order is pitcher Greg Rose. Sixth is second baseman Trevor Smith. Seventh is third baseman Cody Gibson. Eighth is left fielder Marino Reagan. Got ourselves a lefty-on-lefty matchup here as Jordan Duncan, the shortstop, takes a called strike from Carter Brogan. Duncan with two home runs this season for the Black Cats. 0-1 on the way. Up high, eye level, misses in. Rounding out Zach Bone's Herculaneum Black Cat batting order is the number 9 hitter and designated hitter, Aiden Reese. 1-1 on the way. Duncan cannot catch up to a fastball middle in, and it's 1-2. Again, Reese is the designated hitter, and he is doing so in place of Luke Teague. 1-2 coming from Carter Brogan, and Duncan rides this one into right center field, headed towards the Bulldog scoreboard. That one is into the trees for a one-out solo blast. Duncan, his third home run of the season, and Herky jumps on top 1-0.
Seems like all the home runs happen in your games, Matt, but what a shot there for Jordan Duncan. It was near the scoreboard. It looked like it was heading right towards it, like you said. Missed it just to the side, but nonetheless, a no-doubter. Both of the outfielders knew it, and Jackson Lamb and Corbin Ray just let it fly, turned their backs, and watched it go.
Guy can hit.
He can, no doubt about that.
429 batting average for Jordan Duncan heading into this game. So right then and there, you know that he's got a little bit of pop with his third home run of the season. He's got 7 doubles and 2 triples. So a guy that loves getting beyond first base on balls he puts in play. So with that solo shot there, it's 1-0 Herky, top of the first. The batter's now Cole Myers, the catcher. He stands about a foot shorter and about 30 pounds lighter than Jordan Duncan, and he takes a fastball low from Brogan for ball one. Cole Myers batting from the right side. Leg kick, pitch, Brogan, swing and a miss on the outside. 1-1. Let's introduce to you the Arcadia Valley infield defense. Luke Savage over at third base. Jones is the shortstop. Drew Tedford at second, and Eli Vandergriff, the first baseman, with Stephen Pursley catching balls and strikes. Swing and a miss over the top of that fastball, and it's a 1-2 count to Cole Myers. Outfield defense for Arcadia Valley from left to right, it is Kyle Helms, Corbin Ray, and Jackson Lamb. And the 1-2 curve just misses inside. Rob Benz, the home plate umpire. Jim Gerwitz over at first base. The 2-2 on its way, and Myers inside outs one up towards the right side of the infield, battling a little bit of the sun. The second baseman, Tedford, has it for out number two. So with Cole Myers retired, enter Jason Harden, the first baseman for the Black Cats. Herky wearing their red tops, gray pants, red, black, and white stirrups for some, long white sleeves for others as well. First pitch from Carter Brogan down the middle for a called strike. The numbers for Herky on the jerseys are in black with white trim. Check of your Serenity Hospice Care uniforms. Peace of mind when it matters most. And a changeup low and outside. 1-1 the count now to the right-handed swinging Jason Harden. Leg kick and pitch from the lefty Brogan. Swing and a miss. Coach Inman trusting his sophomore, Carter Brogan. A sub-3 ERA this season. A couple of good starters for Inman to choose from tonight. And goes with the southpaw. Elevates the fastball. And I believe we have ourselves a 1-2 count. Or 2-1 maybe. Lost track, to be honest. Scoreboard kind of hard to see. Now it looks like it's 2-2 as that ball was fouled down the third baseline.
Can confirm that's how it looks. It is a tough view from where we're sitting, though.
I like the way you phrased that. Okay. So solo home run by Duncan. So far, the first big moment of this ball game. Curveball misses inside, and it's a full count as the home plate umpire confirming what Nick and I thought, which was a 2-2 count beforehand. Now the 3-2 offering to Jason Harden. He fouls that one straight into the fence. And we'll see another payoff pitch coming.
I don't even think you flinched. That was right at us.
Yeah, what kind of fence is that? It's like a...
I don't know.
Not steel. That would hurt. But anyway, 3-2 on the way. And there's a launched ball towards left. Left fielder gives chase. That one is up and over. Jason Harden joining his teammate Jordan Duncan with the long ball. And it's 2-0 Black Cats. A round tripper for Jason Harden. That's his second home run of the season.
What a statement for Herculaneum early on here in a matchup of what we thought to be two pretty even teams coming into this one, the 4-5 matchup, and a couple of squads with pretty even records for the season. Of course, they do play a different schedule, but still, for Herculaneum to put not one but two home runs on the board in the first inning, that's going to do a lot for their confidence, and Arcadia Valley, obviously, a lot to respond to.
Greg Rose, the pitcher, going to have to follow up what Jason Harden and Jordan Duncan have done so far tonight, both with solo home runs. 2-0 Black Cats lead. Rose batting fifth in the Herky order today. As the southpaw, Carter Brogan misses up high with a fastball. Just like over at West County High School's new baseball field. Beautiful outline behind the fences out in the outfield. So it's quite a gorgeous setting and a gorgeous evening as well here in Leadwood, Missouri. Two strikes now on Rose as he fouled that one into the screen, which Nick and I are still trying to figure out what kind of material this fence is made of. As the fastball comes in around the ankles. 1-2 now to Greg Rose. It's like one of those things that you've seen your whole life, but you still don't know how to identify. We'll try not to get hung up on it. 2-0 lead for the Black Cats. Carter Brogan, the delivery. And a pop-up right side and out of play. Just past one of the light poles that I'm sure will get turned on here in about an hour or so.
Yeah, of course, we had to play this third game at the old home of the West County Bulldogs just based on the fact that we've got lights over here and we don't have lights where we were just at. So we're going to need lights, as you mentioned earlier, once it gets a little bit darker.
Ooh, there's a house that is to our right that ball landed about 10 feet in front of. So good luck to those people.
Hazardous.
Certainly. Carter Brogan with the two-strike pitch. Pop up, left center, center fielder. Left fielder give chase. It'll be the center fielder to reach out and grab it. Corbin Ray squeezing the glove on it for out number three. Jordan Duncan, Jason Harden going solo and solo. It's 2-0 Black Cats heading to the bottom of the first on Regional Radio.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
The list of satisfied customers at Home Pools and Spas in Ledington continues to grow. Brian Mabry of Farmington is very happy with his pool.
They underpromised and overdelivered on the product. I had no idea that it was going to turn out as good as it did, so I'm extremely happy with it. My wife was the one that wanted the pool. I'm the one who's out there more than anybody else.
Home Pools and Spas in Ledington, homepoolsandspas.net.
Everybody's going home is where the fun
everybody's
is.
Going home.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entree from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Cars Boulevard in Farmington.
We're back with you on AM 1400 KJF and AM 800 at KREI. KJF in Festus, Crystal City and Herculaneum, and KREI in Farmington, Park Hills, and Bonterre. 2-0 Herculaneum on top of Arcadia Valley in this 4-5, AV the 4, Herky the 5 in the Class 3 District 3 baseball tournament. Glad to have you on board with us. I am Matt Greenwood and Nick Lewis, my broadcast partner tonight. Wrapping up the third game of three on the docket for this Class 3 District 3 tournament. Arcadia Valley getting set to face Greg Rose. Let's get to your Presbyterian Manor starting lineup for the AV Tigers. Talon Jones is the shortstop leading things off. He bats from the right side as Greg Rose is a right-hander. Carter Brogan is batting second and pitching. Eli Vandergriff is the first baseman batting third. And the New Era Bank first pitch of the bottom of the first is a called strike on a fastball low and outside. We'll tell you about New Era Bank once more here in just a second. Leg lift and pitch off the end of the bat. A slow roller up the third baseline. And with some uneven grass, the ball looked like it might spin back into fair play, but it does not. It just dies there halfway up the line. And so retreating is Talon Jones. It is easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at neweraBank.com. That's New Era Bank, member FDIC. Two-strike pitch misses a little bit up and a little bit in to Talon Jones. We'll get to the rest of the Arcadia Valley Presbyterian Manor starting lineup here in just a bit. As a backhand attempt by the catcher, Myers, to no avail. It popped up over his right shoulder. And a count now 2-2 to Talon Jones, sporting Michael Jordan's number, number 23. Playing short tonight for Coach Inman. Fastball around the eyes, and he takes it outside. It's 3-2. All the way back from an 0-2 count to run it full. Rose pitching out of the wind. First base side of the rubber. Infielders peer into the plate as the pitch is a fastball that just misses low and wide, and that is ball four. Talon Jones working a walk. That's going to bring up Carter Brogan, who throws left-handed but bats from the right side. All right, the rest of the Arcadia Valley Presbyterian Manor starting lineup as follows. In the cleanup spot, that's number four. It's the third baseman, Luke Savage. Batting fifth is the catcher, Stephen Pursley. Playing center field and batting sixth is Corbin Ray. Jackson Lamb mans right field. Lamb batting seventh as the fastball low and wide to Carter Brogan. Jacob Gibbs is the designated hitter in place of Drew Tedford, the second baseman. And then the left fielder is Kyle Helms rounding out John Inman's Arcadia Valley order. Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. Pitch is on the way. There's a ground ball toward short. Duncan plays it to second. And the throw to first. Safe is the call. There was a double pump by Smith, and it cost them the two outs. As hustling down the line, Carter Brogan able to beat out the throw. So the force play made to second. Good decision there by Duncan to go the short way. But Arcadia Valley still has a base runner with one out. Down by two. Here's Eli Vandergriff. And a courtesy runner for the Tigers. Look like maybe number one, but I don't see a one on the roster, so it can't be.
Number seven, Elliot
okay.
Womble.
There we go, Elliot Womble running for Brogan, the pitcher. Fastball misses outside to Eli Vandergriff. Looks like your prototypical first baseman, short and stout, and with a big swing. Vandergriff with two home runs this season. Sends a roller to short. Duncan again to second base. Another double pump by Smith. The throw to first, not in time. I don't know if he's just not getting good grip on the ball, the transition from glove to hand, which I know can be tricky, or I don't know. But two double play chances there. Instead, just the force play is what Herkey has to settle for, and now here comes Luke Savage, the third baseman.
District play, too. Could be nerves creeping in as well, despite the fact that Herculaneum's up 2-0. Those nerves don't just go away necessarily for everybody.
Luke Savage watches a bouncer from the righty Rose. And it is one ball, no strikes. The Dough Run Company provides the minerals and metals that we need to power our future. They are our weather sponsor. And right now it feels like 63 degrees, a little bit of sunshine as well. Rose fires in a fastball down the middle for a called strike. Sunset expected at 8:02. That is 49 minutes from now. 48% humidity. Ball risen up to the right side. Now to play towards that house once more. Two strikes now on Luke Savage with a runner at first in Arcadia Valley, down by two. We're dealing with an east-northeast wind at 4 miles an hour, so it's very, very pleasant at this point. Helps that the sun is out. Curve misses inside as it backed up on Greg Rose, evens us up at two apiece. Again, the runner is Eli Vandergriff at first base. 2-2 pitch to Savage, a ground ball towards short. And on the third little hop there, Duncan, the shortstop, plays it and flips it towards second for another force play there, and that's how we end the first inning. So a leadoff walk for Taylen Jones in Arcadia Valley, but three straight ground balls to the shortstop spot ends our first inning. 2-0 Herculaneum leading in this Class 3, District 3, 4v5 on KJEF and KREI.
The Dough Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. I was wondering why you say that your summer starts at your Toyota dealer.
Well, summer's just around the corner, right?
Yeah, it is.
And with great offers on our big selection of Toyotas now through June 3rd, you can get the reliable Toyota you need to get you to all the events that summer has to offer. Like drive up and visit your mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, son, it's so good to see you. Come here and give your mom a kiss.
Or maybe go snorkeling over Memorial Day weekend. How about see your nephew graduate from college? Or go down to the lake for 4th of July fireworks.
Wow, there's so many places to go, I just don't know which one to pick. You know what? I'm going to do them all.
That's the spirit.
Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
The score is 2-0 Herculaneum in the opening round of this Class 3 District 3 tournament. Matt Greenwood with you on KJFF and AM800 at KREI. Glad to have you with us for our third game of three on the docket today as it's Arcadia Valley and Herculaneum. Arcadia Valley is the fourth seed in this tournament. Herculaneum is the five. Two solo home runs, one by Jordan Duncan and the other one by Jason Harden. So the Jays doing it for the Herky offense, as we'll start off with a T and Trevor Smith, number 15, second baseman for the Black Cats, facing Carter Brogan for the first time. First pitch was low, second pitch quickly on its way, and a swing and a miss on an outside changeup. It'll be Trevor Smith, Cody Gibson, and Marino Reagan, 6, 7, and 8 in Zach Bone's order. Next pitch in on the hands, he'll fight it off, does Smith down the right field line, and that'll just land to the right of that line and foul. Carter Brogan, one half of our Bloomsdale Bank pitching matchup. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customer since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, and St. Genevieve. Carter Brogan coming into this game, a 2.89 ERA, three wins and one loss to his name. This is his third game started as he misses just a little bit wide to the right-handed swinging Trevor Smith. Next pitch from the lefty. Misses low and in, apparently. Grogan, by the way, a save this season for Arcadia Valley. Golfing one towards you, Nick. That foul ball comes and lands on the third row of one of the set of bleachers here. There's quite a few. I really thought you might have a chance at that one.
I was considering getting up and going for it, but it would have been a mess. I could have tripped on this wire that's connecting my headset, and that would have been embarrassing, so sad not to.
We love embarrassment, though. Hey, here's another chance maybe for you to catch one as it's sitting to the right side, but this one's actually going to stay in play, and the catcher, Persley, is over in front of the AV dugout to make the catch and retire Trevor Smith. So one up, one down for the Black Cats to start the top of the second inning. I want to go ahead and thank some of our sponsors for allowing us to be out here for this Class 3 District 3 baseball tournament, and that includes Patsy's Furniture, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City, as well as Mineral Area College in the nearby Park Hills. Drive out to right from Cody Gibson. This one has a chance to land at the fence, and it does. Around first, heading towards second base is Gibson. Nobody manning second base. The throw is over the two cutoff men and will roll to third. But a stand-up one-out double for the third baseman, Cody Gibson.
Herculaneum is squaring up the baseball right now. It keeps piling on, and you're going to get to a point where you're a little bit worried if you're Carter Brogan to put certain pitches in certain spots, and Herculaneum's putting a lot of pressure on Brogan on the mound.
Well, it seems like the fastball is what they're hunting at this point. The two home runs were off of fastballs as well. There's a curve that just misses off the plate. Again, Rob Benz, the home plate umpire tonight. Now at second base is Jim Gerwitz, Mineral Area College Athletic Director, who was calling balls and strikes for the first two games of this tournament. So these guys are putting in a long day as well, as there's a strike over the plate to the left-handed swing in Marino Reagan. One ball, one strike. Curve ball pops up. Stays on the infield right side. Battling the sun, coming forward. Drew Tedford squeezes it for out number two.
He wasn't the only one that was battling the sun. Jim Gerwitz over there at second was making sure he wasn't in the way of the baseball. He found it, backed up a little bit. You know, he tried to accuse me of leaving early just before the game started. I was like, no, just putting some stuff in the vehicle. He thought I was leaving. I was like, no, I wouldn't do that. Not to Matt. Maybe to somebody else.
He likes to joke around for sure. Aiden Reese, the designated hitter, swings from the left side, takes a fastball outside from the lefty Brogan. It's a called strike. Aiden, A-I-D-E-N, Aiden Reese, D-H, for the Black Hats, the number 9 hitter. Stares at a fastball outside, catches the bit of the edge. And it's 0-2 as Brogan looking to get out of this inning without giving up a run. At second base is Cody Gibson, takes the lead there. Leg kick pitch by Brogan, ground ball towards first. Playable for Vandergriff. He keeps the glove down on the ground, watches it into the mitt, and goes the short route to step on first to end the inning. So Aiden Reese is retired for out number 3. We head to the bottom of the second inning. Herculaneum 2 in Arcadia Valley nothing. It's the Class 3 District 3 baseball tournament on regional radio.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does every aim for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the inks to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ink for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
Matt Green will back with you on AM 1400 KJFF and AM 800 KREI. Jack Sadler back in the studios and playing some good bump back music there. A little Man Eater from Hall & Oates. 2-0 is the lead. Herculaneum on top, bottom of the second inning. Arcadia Valley coming up to bat. They are facing Greg Rose, who they hit 3 ground balls to short off of for 3 force plays at second base. It'll be Stephen Persley, the catcher. Corbin Ray, the center fielder, and Jackson Lamb, the right fielder. 5, 6, and 7 in John Inman's order. It's a righty-on-righty matchup to start things off, and leaning back is Pursley on a fastball up around the nose. So 1-0 the count. Into the wind goes Rose. Just misses off the edge with a fastball, now 2-0. Home run for Jordan Duncan and solo home run for Jason Harden has Herky on top 2-0. That happening in the top of the first. 2-0, fastball misses low. 3 balls and no strikes. Talen Jones had actually walked to lead off the bottom of the first for Arcadia Valley. So the Tigers 1 ball away from starting off the second inning the way that they did the first. From the first base side of the rubber out of the line, Rose misses high with a fastball. So there we go. Back-to-back walks to start off each inning. And that puts a man on board with nobody out. And Corbin Ray, the center fielder.
See if Arcadia Valley can capitalize this time around. Obviously, they got punched in the mouth in that first inning by Herculaneum. Herky tried to do it again in the second. Got a double on there. Couldn't get him home. So now Arcadia Valley's got a chance here to cut into this lead. And we'll see if they can do it with the back end of the middle of the order and then the bottom of the order coming up after that.
Brief discussion there for Cole Myers and his pitcher, Greg Rose. Rose, the second half of our Bloomsdale Bank pitching matchup. Again, Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. We'll give you the numbers on Rose here in just a second. Pickoff attempt towards first, and safe is the call. As diving back in safely is Stephen Pursley. Corbin Ray, the center fielder, bats from the right side, fastball outside. And it's 1 ball, no strikes. Clap of the hands and a let's go from Stephen Pursley at first base. Greg Rose, 11 2/3 innings pitched this season, so pretty fresh arm, a 4.80 ERA. 15 punchouts in 11 2/3. Here's a ball lifted up to center field, right center field, now drifting the center fielder. Leathers is underneath it and leathers it up for out number one. So fly out to center field keeps Stephen Pursley at first base. Here comes Jackson Lamb, the right fielder, who swings from the right side. Finishing up the Greg Rose pitching line. This is his third game started. He has 1 complete game, 1 win, 1 loss to his name. He's given up 10 runs, 8 of them earned this season. Opponents batting 265 against him. He'll turn the hips and throw to first, and diving back in safely is Stephen Pursley. Sun starting to drop in the sky here at West County Elementary. Next pitch, Rose paints the outside edge. And the number 14, Jackson Lamb, facing an 0-1 count. Arcadia Valley in their white tops, white pants, some wearing black and yellow stirrups. Some have the pants rolled all the way down. Arcadia Valley in black letters on the front of the jersey. As that one misses wide from the righty Rose. They've got a yellow trim as well. So good-looking uniforms for Arcadia Valley. They've also got some guys with gray helmets, white helmets, black helmets. You name it, they've got that color. Here comes the pitch up in the zone. And just a bit outside, 2-1 now to Lamb. Those are your Serenity Hospice Care uniforms for Arcadia Valley. Peace of mind when you need it most. That is Serenity Hospice Care. Fastball, same spot, same result. 3 balls now. And 1 strike to Jackson Lamb. AV down by 2. At first, it's Pursley being held on by Harden. Middle infield squeezing second base, the 3-1. And rolling over 1 down the third baseline, foul is Lamb. That runs us full, and Coach Inman now has an option here to put on the hit and run, if he so chooses, with Pursley at first. By the way, there's a light pole in left field that's tilting.
Looks safe.
Yeah. Fastball misses low and wide. That is ball 4 to Jackson Lamb. And AV has 2 base runners with 1 out and the designated hitter, Jacob Gibbs, coming up.
You're right. I didn't notice it before, but it's like dramatically tilting. It's not even really close to being straight up.
It's the leaning light pole of West County Elementary.
I guess so. I don't think that's the thing that you want to be leaning. It looks
not really.
I don't really like that it's leaning, but
Well, we're not in danger here, though. It's all the way out in left field.
That's true.
Right center is also kind of leaning as well near that scoreboard. It's an old field, 70 years old, according to John Simile, the John Simile Sr., the father of John Simile, the head coach for West County Baseball. And I had a nice little chat beforehand as Rose finds the middle of the strike zone. 0-1 to Jacob Gibbs. Bats from the right side, sports the number three. Pitching out of the stretch, it's the righty Rose. And he plants one right down the middle once more. He's got two strikes on Gibbs. Two guys on for Arcadia Valley, which means a tying run is at first base. Rose comes set below the belt, picks up the front leg, delivers low, good block by Cole Myers. Technically sound Cole Myers. 1-2. Even with the bag just about at third base is Gibson for Herculaneum. Again, Rose set at the belt, looks at second, now fires. Slow roller back in front of the mound. Rose has got it. He turns his hips, throws to first. Both runners move up a base. Tying run now at second base as Kyle Helms, the left fielder, comes up to the dish.
I guess you can kind of treat that as a bunt. It's right back to the pitcher. All the runners move up. Only problem is there's two outs, not one. So just one chance here, and it's for the nine hitter to cash in on these two runners in scoring position.
And you can bet Rose is going to attack the zone. You don't want to load up the bases with Taylen Jones, the leadoff guy on deck. Crowding the plate is Helms. His front left foot actually angled towards right field. There's a fastball that misses wide, and sliding to his right is Cole Myers. Got his catcher's pad caught up in the dirt, I guess, or maybe came a little bit loose as he's still trying to adjust. A
couple nice plays from Myers, though. He came way out of his crouch to stop that one from getting by him.
One ball, no strikes to the right-handed swinging Kyle Helms. Set below the belt, Rose. Pitch bounces off the plate and then ricochets off the bottom of the mask of Cole Myers and then trickles up the first base line. One ball, one strike, 2-0 Herculaneum on top in the bottom of the second. Winner advances to the semis of this Class 3 District 3 tournament to face the top seed and the number 3 team in the state in Class 3, the Jefferson Blue Jays. Still a long way to go in this one. There's a pop-up. We'll stay on the infield right, about right left of second base, almost behind it, but just to the left of second base, and Jordan Duncan, the shortstop, makes the catch for out number three. Arcadia Valley strands two. They still trail 2-0. We head to the top of the third here on Regional Radio.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is the No Bull Deal? It's simple. It's a deal no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. Sure, you can shop around, but we're confident that you will come home to our way of doing business. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. So whether you see us first or see us last, we are the dealer that will give you the best No Bull Deal and service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Hi, this is Amy with the Jefferson County Family YMCA. Our youth sports programs are designed to build strong kids. Games are safe, exciting, and fun. We encourage fair play, positive competition, and family involvement. So bring your child to the Y, where they will develop skills that go beyond the field. Registration is now open for summer ball ages 3 years through sixth grade and volleyball grades first through eighth. Registration closes May 20th. To register, call 636-931-9622 or visit us online at gwrymca.org/Jefferson County.
Matt Greenwood back with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth on AM 800 at KREI and AM 1400 at KJFF. Nick Lewis, my broadcast partner tonight. He also called the West County 5-2 victory over Grandview just a couple of hours ago. That one got wrapped up, and West County advancing to the semifinals of this Class 3 District 3 tournament to meet the St. Pius Lancers. Should be an excellent 2-3 matchup there tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock first pitch. Nick Lewis will have the call of that one. And as Herculaneum and Arcadia Valley duke it out here at West County Elementary, what's at stake for these two schools? A chance to play Jefferson, the top seed in this tournament, at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, a game which you can catch right back here on KJEF and KREI. Well, it'll be on KREI if Arcadia Valley wins, but if it's Jefferson and Herky, it'll be on KJFF only. Do apologize for the misspeak there. Here's Blake Leathers coming up for Herculaneum. 0-1 on the night with a strikeout as the sun dropping further into the sky. Looks like this whole field is shaded. if you will. First pitch from Carter Brogan in there for a called strike. The southpaw quickly working, gets a fastball outside that Leathers swings and misses at. 0-2 the count. Brogan gave up two solo home runs in the top of the first inning to Jordan Duncan and Jason Harden, as now time is called at the plate. That's all we've had on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard as it reads 2-0 Black Cats. Next pitch, elevated and popped up behind home plate and well out of play. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. Very reliable Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard out in right center field. Dropping in a curve just a little bit too far inside to the right-handed swinging Blake Leathers. Brings us to a 2-2 count. Even with the bag over at third for AV is Luke Savage. Pitch on the way. Pop up. Right side. And giving chase, Pursley. He'll put his two hands up along the fence as it lands out of play.
Blake Leathers sporting the good old-fashioned hoodie under the jersey look.
Yeah, it's pretty cool looking. Waving the bat violently around as the 2-2 comes. Change up low. Tough take, but a good one. A wise one for Blake Leathers. Looking to lead things off for Herky in the top of the third on the right foot. The 3-2. And he'll hit a slow roller towards third. Played in front of the bag by Savage. The throw across the diamonds in time, but it's dropped by Eli Vandergriff. The sun came out from behind the cloud at the wrong moment for Vandergriff as it blinded him for a quick second. He tried to stretch and reach out and just could not bring it in. So that'll be an E3 as Leathers reaches to start the top of the third for the Black Cats. Here comes Jordan Duncan. Carter Brogan's going to have to pitch him a little bit differently this time around. He left a fastball middle in. That's a dangerous spot against a left-handed power guy like Jordan Duncan, who's got three home runs now on the year with that solo home run in the first. Coming set at the letters, pitching from the stretch, Brogan. And a sharp ground ball to the right of first base. That'll keep rolling in foul ground. 0-1 the count. Herculaneum enters this ballgame 10-9-1. Arcadia Valley 11-9. Very close record-wise, these two. Little curveball that didn't break and misses up. It's 1-1 to Duncan. Takes an aggressive practice hack outside the batter's box. Likes to crowd home plate. Sweeps his back left foot twice across the dirt. And comes set for the 1-1. And Brogan misses upstairs. Two balls and one strike. Good crowd on site here at West County Elementary. I'm glad they all got the memo that the evening game would be played here and not at the new West County baseball field. Foul straight back into the chain link fence. Duncan looking to do a little bit more damage here. This time he's got a runner on. If he deposits one over the fence, it would count for two. As Stephen Pursley out to have a few words with Carter Brogan. Left side of the infield with their right hands on their hips as Savage and Jones, third baseman, shortstop, wait for action to resume. It's two balls and two strikes to Jordan Duncan. Takes a deep breath, stretches the bat out over the head, digs back in, keeping those feet alive. Brogan comes set between the letters and the belt. The pitch is a curveball upstairs. Full count. Two-run lead for the Black Cats. Good speed at first base. Coach Bone possibly putting on the hit and run here. Brogan coming set, looking at first base. Picks up the front leg. A little pause. Runner not on the move. This one golfed out towards right field. Does this one have a chance to stay fair? It does not. That one hooking well foul, but home run distance once more for Jordan Duncan as he just missed it.
He's on it, man. He is on that baseball. I mean, he missed his spot just a little bit there, but Carter Brogan has got to be careful with Duncan right now.
Duncan, a basketball player, just a junior, a power guy that plays short, elevates one towards the left side parking lot near the playground here at West County Elementary. And you'll see another 3-2 pitch will be the third payoff pitch for Duncan. He's also the quarterback for the football team, and Cody Hunter, the head football coach, first-year head coach, in attendance here tonight as well for the Black Cats. The 3-2 to Duncan. Ball is up and in, ball four, and there are two aboard with nobody out. the number three hitter, Cole Myers, coming up. So an E3 on the Vandergrift drop of the throw from the third baseman with the first batter, Leathers. Second guy gets walked, and here's Cole Myers, who popped out to second base, his first and only time up.
Chance here for Herky for a knockout blow if they can put up a crooked number here.
They do lead 2-0. Fastball leaks outside from the southpaw, Brogan. It's 1-0 to Cole Myers.
Maybe not a knockout blow, but a devastating blow.
Myers with 16 runs driven in this season. Stares at a fastball middle in for a called strike. Cole Myers, a .404 batting average this season through 68 plate appearances. That was coming into this ballgame. Both runners are on the move. Fastball swung on and missed. Throw down to third. The ball pops out of the mitt of the third baseman, Savage. And safe is Leathers at third. And safe at second is Duncan as well. They've got two in scoring position. A double steal pulled off very nicely by the black and red.
And a lot of emotion from Stephen Pursley, the catcher. He wanted that one. It was a great throw, and it was dropped over there at third.
Yeah, Coach Inman might have a word with him about that sort of emotion. What they always talk about is not showing up your own teammates. And I'm not saying that's what his intentions were. He's just upset with the end result. But now Coach Bone is out there to check on the chin of Blake Leathers, who must have hit his face into the dirt sliding head first into third base. Easy to do. But he seems to be all right. As soon as Coach Bone pointed the chin, Leather said, yeah, we're good. 1-2 to Cole Myers. The pitch was called the strike. Third baseman Savage now ready to come home if a ground ball is hit to him, the 1-2. And a curveball that didn't break in time, missed off the outside corner. Now 2-2 to the right-handed swinging Cole Myers. And again, Stephen Pursley walking the baseball out to the mound to have a chat with the sophomore lefty, Carter Brogan. Sun providing some light on the trees in right center field and off the top of the trees in left field. The ones down the right field line are getting the full bore of the sun. Here comes the 2-2 to Cole Myers. Pop up right side towards the outfield, shallow, Lamb underneath it, catches it. Runner at third, tagging. Throw comes into home. Head first slide, Leathers, and he gets the left hand underneath the tag. And run number three scores for Herculaneum. Sacrifice fly RBI for Cole Myers, RBI number 17 of the season.
That was a good throw over there in right field, but the speed of Blake Leathers proved to be too much. He played center field for a reason. He comes in to score, and Herculaneum, not a crooked number yet, but still a chance here, a runner at third.
Yeah, Duncan able to move over that direction with the throw home. And now the batter is Jason Harden. Harden rode one out towards left field for a solo home run back in the first. Pitch to him, bounces, Pursley blocks it. It trickles away from him just briefly. Not enough for a Duncan advancement. Duncan staying down that third baseline until the ball was returned to Brogan. It's 1-0, no strikes. Sometimes you'll see those runners on the throw back to the pitcher take off for home. Ground ball up the middle to the left of second base. Played by Tatum Jones. He'll throw to first in time, and a run number four scores for the Black Cats. As Jason Harden picks up his second RBI of the night, he's up to 16. And the Black Cats have a 4-run lead here in the top of the third.
And it's tough, but you got to think back to the caught stealing that wasn't on the drop over there at third. Sack fly, and that brings the runner from third home, advances the runner from second to third. Then a ground out that wouldn't have scored a run otherwise does score a run there.
Swing and a miss by the pitcher and hitter, Greg Rose, right over the top of that outside fastball. It had a little tailing action from Brogan. 0-1 the count, and the sound of the aluminum bat hitting the ball there pretty loud as it goes to the right side and out of play. Rose flew out to center field to end the top of the first inning, his first and only time up. Couple of Arcadia Valley bench guys going to chase the foul ball. Two strikes now to the righty Rose, and a curveball misses in around the feet. It's 1-2 left side of the infield fully in the shade. Brogan picks up the front leg and delivers, and again, that loud ting noise off the end of the aluminum bat sends the ball to the right side and out of play, and basically to the same spot, Nick, as those guys that were chasing the other foul ball there.
I can just stay out there and grab that one.
Yeah, just maybe wait for one more possibly. Another 1-2 to Rose up in the zone. Another ting, another drive. This one will stay in play towards center field as Corbin Ray has it for out number three. However, a sacrifice fly to right field and an RBI ground out to short has Herculaneum up 4-0 as we head to the bottom of the third in this opening round of the Class 3 District 3 tournament on regional radio.
All right, everyone, let's get this party started.
Yeah! McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for everyone.
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back the fish.
Hey, what kind of music is this? Wait, is that a fish at the DJ booth?
Well, it is a Filet-O-Fish party.
Get McDonald's 10-piece chicken McNuggets, the classic chicken sandwich, or the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, now 2 for $5. At participating McDonald's, single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Limited time only.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF and AM 800 at KREI. Nick Lewis, my broadcast partner tonight. We are in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. 4-0 Black Cats. Bottom of the third as Herky has the lead. And coming up for Arcadia Valley to face Greg Rose will be the top of the order. Taylen Jones, Carter Brogan, and Eli Vandergriff. I believe I accidentally misspoke and said Tatum Jones earlier on a ground ball to short. I meant Taylen. Taylen bats from the right side, rears back the bat as Rose comes set, pitching out of the wind. Fastball down the middle, off the end of the bat, a little side spinner picked up the line by the catcher Cole Myers, fires a strike to first base. One pitch, one out for Greg Rose here to start the bottom of the third.
Just died in the dirt there. It looked like it was going to roll foul at first, and it just stopped. Unfortunate for Jones there, as he's now 0-for-1 with a walk in the day.
Here's Carter Brogan, chance to help himself out here. Grounded into a 6-4 fielder's choice. That's short to second base. The force play was made on Taylen Jones, who, as Nick had just mentioned, walked. First pitch misses low. 1-0, Riley Rose delivers. Ball lifted up towards center. Blake Leathers extending the arms twice as he drifts over into right center field to make the catch for out number two. Three pitches, two outs for Greg Rose.
Love those quick innings in the middle innings, especially when you've already thrown a couple and you're looking for a little bit of relief after not a long inning, but you did see five batters in the second, and now a chance for a 1-2-3 and a quick one at that if Rose can get Vandergriff here.
Vandergriff also 0-for-1, also a fielder's choice, 6-4 ground out. Stares at a fastball down the middle for strike one. Vandergriff with two home runs this season for Arcadia Valley. Sends a sharp grounder to short. Jordan Duncan fields it and throws to first for a five-pitch third inning for Greg Rose as Eli Vandergriff is out number three. So going into the top of the fourth, it is the Herculaneum Blackcats, the fifth seed, leading Arcadia Valley the 4-0 as we continue the Class 3 District 3 baseball tournament in 1 minute on regional radio.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Midwest Sports Center has the off-road adventure you've been dreaming about, with rebates up to $4,000 on great brands like Polaris, Can-Am, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. Hey, Josh Harris, owner of Midwest Sports Center. Come on, you know you've been wanting a sport utility vehicle, but you just keep putting it off. Stop putting it off. Now's the time to buy. You've been thinking about it too long. Act now before we're sold out. Your adventure starts here. Whether you're on the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Welcome back. Matt Greenwood alongside me, Nick Lewis. It is the top of the fourth inning. The Herculaneum Blackcats have the lead 4-0, pardon me, over Arcadia Valley. Home runs by Jordan Duncan and Jason Harden of the solo variety in the first inning. And then a sac fly to right by Cole Myers and a ground out to short by Jason Harden in the third inning. And that's where we stand on the Parkland Elfmart Pharmacy scoreboard, 4-0. Cut and miss there by Trevor Smith, a number six hitter for the Blackcats. Second baseman is 0-1 with a pop out and foul territory to the catcher. Next pitch, fastball just a bit wide, about belt high. Count runs to 1-1. Southpaw sophomore Brogan misses up with a fastball. By the way, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, also our Athlete of the Week sponsor. There's a ball that's going to plunk on the left elbow just above it. Trevor Smith will take his base as Brogan hits his first batter of the evening, and that's going to draw a meeting on the mound with Coach John Inman. That's going to be it for Carter Brogan. So the sophomore southpaw will be removed from the mound but will stay in the ballgame. We'll tell you about his new position and the new pitcher in this Midwest Sports Center pitching change when we come back in 1 minute on Regional Radio.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration. Online at BryantRestorationCo.com.
Hopkins Floor Company and Shaw Floors would like to introduce Bolera Carpet. Bolera is an all-new carpet that will make you rethink where you can use carpet again. Hi, this is Nick Hopkins. The worry-free days of having carpet are back again with Bolera. Just go to YouTube and search B-E-L-L-E-R-A and watch this unbelievable carpet in action. Then come into Hopkins Floor Company where you can get Bolera Basic Rules Carpet for 40% off. That's Hopkins Floor Company, Highway 67, south of Festus.
Matt Greenwood back with you on Regional Radio. Midwest Sports Center pitching change for the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Taylen Jones, number 23, coming to the mound for the Tigers, replacing Carter Brogan, who lasts three innings, giving up four runs. Midwest Sports Center on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center has it all, located on Walker Drive in Farmington. We'll give you Taylen Jones' pitching line here in just a second. He's a righty and he's a sophomore. That's all we can give you at this moment as he's facing Cody Gibson, the number seven hitter in the Black Cat order, and he misses low and wide with a fastball. Gibson bats from the right side, has a double. Drags the bat head across home plate, rears it back, check of the runner at first. And a throw down to first base, tag is applied. Ball got away from Vandergriff. Would have been interesting to find out if that was an out call or a safe call if the ball stays in the mid of Vandergriff. Vandergriff, personally with an electric arm behind the dish for Arcadia Valley. Ball is called a ball, so it's 2-0 now. Make that 3-0. That one misses low and wide. Taylen Jones, a 3.41 ERA this season with 34 strikeouts and 26 and two-thirds innings pitched. And he misses outside and low to Cody Gibson, and that's a walk.
So, Matt, I think I got this. Talen Jones moved from short to pitcher. Brogan went from the mound to left field. Helms moved from left to third. Luke Savage is now out. And Drew Tedford, I think this is unrelated, but took over for Kyle Helms at second base. So there's all the changes that just went down. A lot of changes for Arcadia Valley on defense.
Tedford, I think, was already the second baseman.
Yeah, he was. So he was already there.
Okay.
That was already in stone. So all that other stuff I said, though, is correct.
Gotcha. Marino Reagan inside outs one towards the left side and towards the parking lot near the picnic area here at West County Elementary. No balls and one strike. There are two men on, first and second for the Black Cats, trying to add on to their 4-0 lead. Coming set below the belt is Jones. He fires home, bunt try. And it looks like the baseball that was fouled back caught a piece of Stephen Pursley. So Kyle Helms is now over at third base. Coming in from left field. And time is being taken for Stephen Pursley as the home plate umpire, just sort of standing between the mound and home plate, talking to Talen Jones. Finishing his pitching line. As I mentioned, 26 and two-thirds innings for Talen Jones, 34 punch-outs. He has walked 19 batters. He's just a sophomore. He's got an ERA of 3.41. One win, two losses to his name. And this is his ninth appearance of the season. He also has a save for Arcadia Valley. All right, appears Pursley is okay. As everyone's back and ready to go. Two strikes to Marino Reagan, the number 8 hitter. He's 0-for-1. He'll shoot one off the uneven grass towards the third base dugout where Herkey is situated. Still no balls at two strikes to Marino Reagan. Even with the bag at third is Kyle Helms. He leans forward. The pitch is inside, and Jones just missed in, apparently. Can hear the fans here around us saying no way that was a ball. 1-2 to the left-handed swing in Reagan. It bounces off his, or around his back foot, I should say. And it's 2-2. Aiden Reese is on deck for the Black Cats. Trying to advance to the semifinals of the Class 3 District 3 tournament. 2-2. Swing and a miss. A little sliding action towards the back foot of Reagan. He could not catch up to it. Swung right over the top, and there's one away. Still two men on. That's first and second for the Black Cats, and the number 9 hitter, Reese. Just the second strikeout for Arcadia Valley pitching in this ballgame here in the bottom of, or excuse me, the top of the fourth. First pitch to Reese, misses low. Reese, like Marino Reagan, bats from the left side. He's the DH tonight. Cuts through an inside fastball, now 1-1. Working rather quickly is Jones. Fires in a fastball, swung on and missed once more. One ball, two strikes to Aiden Reese. Reese kicking some dirt aside in the batter's box, ready to go. Pitch, fastball, another blow by, swing and a miss. And down on strikes is Aiden Reese. Talen Jones picks up punch out number 36 of the season. So he's come in and he's immediately, well, he walked one and then got two punch outs. We head back to the top of the order. Blake Leathers, center fielder, called for time. It was granted. Getting his feet properly set in the batter's box as he swings the stick from the right side. Runners take their lead off of first and second. The pitch. And that's a called strike. Delayed call there, at least with the finger point from the home plate umpire, Rob Benz. There's a throw down to second base, and back in safely was Trevor Smith. Lights are on here at West County Elementary. Pitch on the way. Inside outing one, a little looper that will land at the feet of Eli Vandergrift, the first baseman, as he gave chase in foul territory. Still two strikes to Blake Leathers, who spends time on the hardwood as well, point guard and sometimes shooting guard for the Black Cats. No balls, two strikes. Talen Jones with a fastball in on the hands. It's off the chain link fence, as you could hear it rattle. It's 0-2. So we know for sure we've got a game on KJFF and KREI tomorrow at 2 o'clock, St. Pius and West County. 0-2 pitch, chase outside the zone. Leathers is going to be chased down up the first baseline. Persley couldn't quite reach him, so he just lobs it to first base instead to complete the strikeout and the 2-3 putout. So Taylen Jones strikes out the side in relief for Arcadia Valley, keeping the Black Cats at a 4-0 lead. We head to the bottom of the fourth, and coming up for Arcadia Valley is Luke Savage, Stephen Persley, and Corbin Ray, the 4, 5, and 6 batter. So Greg Rose pitching through the meat of the Tiger order when we come back in 1 minute on Regional Radio.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-899-8922. That's 800-899-8922.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Matt Greenwood back with you on Regional Radio. Nick Lewis with me as well. We're at West County Elementary, site of the final game of the Class 3 District 3 opening round on Regional Radio, as they had to move the game over here due to the fact that this field has lights and the new West County field, baseball field, does not. Not yet. They will, but not yet. All right, for the Black Cats as they lead 4-0. It's Greg Rose back on the mound. He started this one for Herculaneum. And he misses inside to Luke Savage, the third baseman, for ball one. We'll thank some of our sponsors for allowing us to broadcast this game here after this inside pitch spins Savage around. It's now 2-0. That includes Applebee's of Farmington, Midwest Sports Center, Walker Drive, Farmington, Hearing Care Partners, Farmington, St. Genevieve, and Herculaneum, as well as the Doe Run Company. Bryant Restoration out in Farmington and Poplar Bluff. Skying one towards right center field. Given the outfield, there's Chase coming forward. Reaching up into the night sky is Luke Teague. For out number one, Luke Savage is retired. And with Savage out, enter Stephen Persley with a walk. Also got stranded at third base back in the second inning. The greatest threat that Arcadia Valley has actually had in tonight's ballgame, when they had two guys on in scoring position, but a pop out to short ended the threat. Stephen Persley working a walk in that second inning. Leans back on the fastball around the chin, and it's 1-0. Rose missing in with fastballs, but also painting them on the outside corner to the righties. It's been very efficient at doing both. Line shot into center field. That's going to send Leathers back as he slipped a little bit. Reaching back there around first, Stephen Persley headed towards second. He's going to give third base a try. The throw to the cutoff man, and the throw now to third is way out there. And backing up the play was Greg Rose, keeping Stephen Persley at third base. A one-out triple for the catcher.
Persley, as he was celebrating, almost came off of the third base bag, and a tag was applied while he was still in mid-celebration, but luckily he had trickled back onto the bag once the tag was put on him. So a little bit fortunate there for Arcadia Valley.
First hit of the game for AV. It comes with one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. So goodbye, no hitter. We already saw one today in the St. Pius-Kingston game. There's a fastball by Rose right past the swinging stick of Corbin Ray. Ray with a flyout to center field, his first and only time up. RBI chance for the right-hander. Rose delivers. Line shot towards shallow center. Coming forward, Leathers will not get there, and Arcadia Valley is on the board. RBI single, Corbin Ray. AV hoping to make their comeback right now as Jackson Lamb, the number 7 hitter, comes up. So that extra base taken by the speedy catcher, Stephen Pursley, pays off. Jackson Lamb worked a walk in the second inning. Got stranded at second base. We'll see how Rose responds to the adversity. It's been zeros all across the board for him up until this point, as the new score is 4-1, Herculaneum in the bottom of the fourth. Out of the stretch, Rose settles at the belt, delivers up and in. That fastball command failing him here so far in the fourth inning. By the way, that line shot by Corbin Ray was on a breaking ball. So it looks like maybe Arcadia Valley trying to hunt that pitch. 1-0 on the way. Fastball just misses low and wide. And Jackson Lamb has a favorable 2-0 count. One run is all AV needed to get the crowd and the dugout alive. Can hear him off to our right. Checking the runner at first. Now throwing to first. Tag applied. Not in time. Winner plays Jefferson tomorrow in the semifinals at 2 o'clock. 2-0 pitch. Fastball elevated. Jumping out of the crouch position was Cole Myers. It's 2-0. So it'll be Jefferson and Herculaneum or Arcadia Valley tomorrow. That's the first game of two at 2 o'clock. St. Pius and West County will be the other matchup at 4. 2-0 on the way from the righty, Rose. Fastball knee-high and inside. Good for a strike call. Trying to work his way back into the count. It's 3-1. Jackson Lim wearing number 14. Ready to deliver for his Tiger teammates. Fastball up above the shoulders. That's how he works the walk. Two aboard. Tying run coming to the plate in the form of Jacob Gibbs, the number 8 hitter. Confidence rising for the Tiger faithful and the ballplayers as well. Up towards second goes Corbin Ray. Jacob Gibbs grounded back out to the pitcher in the second inning with two men on, as Nick had alluded to, kind of worked like a sacrifice bunt, moving the runners over. But the unfortunate situation for Arcadia Valley in that inning was that they already, or was that they had two outs after that ground out to the pitcher, and the pop up to short removed the threat. Righty on righty matchup. A little lean back there by Gibbs in the batter's box. He's real focused as the fastball comes up around the eyes. It's 1-0. 4-1 the score. Herky has the lead. Arcadia Valley trying to change that. They could do so with one swing, although Gibbs does not have a home run yet this year. Come and set just below the belt out of the stretch. Rose picks up the front leg and misses in with a changeup. And now time is called. And Zach Bone with a white towel around his neck coming out towards the mound. Greg Rose came into this start with just 11 2/3 innings under his belt. Looks like Coach Bone's going to keep him here. So the entire infield surrounding Coach Bone and the pitcher Rose. And let's go ahead and thank some of our sponsors while they chat things away. New Era Bank, Farmington, Fredertown, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre. Coles Tractor and Equipment, Farmington. Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum. Jefferson College in Hillsboro. Midwest Sports Center, Walker Drive, Farmington. Home Bowls and Spas of Ludington. Presbyterian Manor of Farmington. And Mario's Italia of Farmington. Long, drawn-out conversation between Coach Bone and his players. Home plate umpire not budging, although Jim Gerwitz, Mineral Area College AD, there to split things apart. So the entire infield disperses. Coach Bone back towards the dugout. And it's first and second for Arcadia Valley. Jacob Gibbs ahead in the count, 2-0. Chance to do some damage. Gibbs with just 5 runs driven in this season. 2-0 offering from Rose. Hit towards the left. It's hooking, but it will stay fair. Around third, coming to score. Run number 2 is Corbin Ray. The throw goes into third. It's an RBI double for Jacob Gibbs. And Arcadia Valley has cut the deficit in half, 4-2. Right out of the eighth spot in the order, Jacob Gibbs collects RBI number six. And now the tying run is at second base. Here comes Kyle Helms.
Always a bonus when the bottom of the order comes through for you, and what a big moment it was for Jacob Gibbs. The lead has now been halved, and Arcadia Valley may not be done yet.
All the way from first to third base on the double, Jackson Lamb. Little slider there from Greg Rose, misses low and wide to the right-handed swing in Helms. One ball, no strikes. How does Herculaneum respond to the adversity here? Greg Rose, ball behind his back, now into the black leather mitt comes set, and the pitch is up and in around the shoulders, twisting Helms aside, and the count runs 2-0. And if you're Coach Bone, you're starting to think about removing Greg Rose and putting somebody else in his place, especially if he loses Helms here. 2-0 on the way, an aggressive hack falls by the wayside as Helms cuts through an outside pitch. Three balls, one strike, your count. 4-2 on the Parkland Healthmar Pharmacy scoreboard out in right center field. Rose picks up the leg and delivers. And the 3-1 foul straight back. Count goes full. Only one out here in the bottom of the fourth. By the way, the first matchup for Herculaneum in Arcadia Valley since the year 2000. Almost 20 years later, here we go. Got ourselves a good ball game in this district tournament. 3-2 from Rose. And a slow roller down the third base line and foul. I beg your pardon, it is 2-2. Enjoying the crowd here for sure. Big moment. 2-2 from Rose. Helms sharply hits one left of third base. Coach John Inman in the box wants none of it. It's a little bit colder out here in Leadwood. Going to get down to about the mid-40s. So if he misreads that one, misplays it, we're talking about a stinger for days. 2-2 to Helms. It's up in the zone, and he hooks one left side and foul. Third consecutive foul ball by Kyle Helms. Second one with two strikes. The number nine hitter proving feisty here against Greg Rose. 2-2 on its way. And a breaking ball that just missed up in the zone. Full count. Thought potentially that one broke back on the inside part. Come and set at the belt. Rose, the righty, delivers. Helms sharply hits it through the hole left side. Run number three, scoring for Arcadia Valley. The stop sign at third base. An RBI single from Kyle Helms. And AV is right back in it. 4-3, your new score.
Coach Inman might actually regret putting that stop sign on. There was a bobble in left field from Reagan. Probably would have been able to score. Gibbs would have. But they'll take it, 4-3. They're right back in it, as you mentioned, the Tigers are.
Coach Zach Bone pondering things. He's going to sit back on his stool. Actually, he's going to use the stool to lay out his notebook. Still just one out. We're back to the top of the order. Runners at the corners for Arcadia Valley. They're down by one. Here's Taylen Jones. First pitch down the middle, a heater for a strike. Jones with a walk and a ground out to the catcher. Feet slightly apart. Swings from the right side. The 0-1. Fastball leaks outside. Now 1-1. By the way, that was RBI number 8 of the season for Kyle Helms. Underneath the bright lights here, blankets, jackets all out in full force for all the fans involved. The 1-1. And a chopper. Looks like it came off the back part of home plate and then over the umpire to the backstop. Two strikes now on Taylen Jones. The righty Greg Rose started him off with a fastball down the middle. And a ball that tailed low and outside. And a foul ball there on a ball near the knees. 1-2 coming from Rose. Misses wide. sliding to his right again. Cole Myers, he's played an excellent defensive catcher. Trying to rub off the baseball. It's 2-2. A 4-5. It looked like Herkey had the leg up big time with two solo home runs in the first inning. And then doubling up their own run scoreage with four now heading into this inning. But AV has responded with three of their own. As the 2-2 fastball misses low, full count. We'll see if the runner, Kyle Helms, is taking off at first. He is not. The pitch low and outside. Ball four, bases loaded. And that might be the last pitch for Greg Rose. That is the 6th consecutive batter to reach base for Arcadia Valley.
It looks like he's actually going to stay out there.
With a hand on his right shoulder, Cole Myers on Greg Rose. Had a little chat there.
Nope,
that's it. Coach Bone is going to trot out there. That's going to be it for Greg Rose. We got ourselves a Midwest Sports Center pitching change. Good innings eaten by Greg Rose, but Arcadia Valley trying to devour this opportunity with the bases loaded down by one to potentially take the lead for the first time tonight. We'll find out who the new pitcher is when we come back in 90 seconds on Regional Radio.
Looking for a career or job change? Look no further than right here on Job Bank. Valley Springs Youth Ranch is hiring for direct care workers and summer activities director. Proper Produce is hiring packing house workers for a fast-paced environment. The City of Farmington is accepting applications for a part-time cook at the Senior Center. Mississippi Lime Company in St. Genevieve is seeking an experienced driver for their MLDS driving division with mostly local runs and home most nights. Proper Produce is now hiring local and over-the-road drivers. Gilster Mary Lee is taking applications for a 5-week CDL training class. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Good Earth Tools is looking for a metal fabricator for first shift. The City of Farmington is accepting applications for a meter testing and warehousing position. Mississippi Lime Company in St. Genevieve is seeking an electrical instrument technician. Valley Springs Youth Ranch is hiring for a part-time nurse. For details on these positions, head over to MyMoInfo.com and click on the Job Bank tab.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Every man on base for the Arcadia Valley Tigers trailing 4-3 here in the bottom of the fourth inning, I should say. Matt Greenwood alongside me, Nick Lewis. Pitching change brought to you by Midwest Sports Center. And Jordan Duncan is the new pitcher, replacing Greg Rose, who went 3 1/3. And Duncan has missed with the first two to Carter Brogan, who is 0-2 on the night. Leg kick and pitch fouled right into the screen. Man, Brogan just missed that fastball. Midwest Sports Center on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center has it all, located on Walker Drive in Farmington. Duncan with 47 and 2/3 innings under his belt and 80 punch-outs. Has Brogan fouling another one off into the screen. Some late life to that fastball. Duncan possesses one of the better ones in Jefferson County. Ask any coach around here, they will agree. It's 2-2 to Brogan. At third base, Gibbs. At second, Helms. At first, Taylen Jones, 2-2 offering. Curveball in the dirt, and Cole Myers again, technically sound, sliding to his right, leaning over the baseball as it bounced off the dirt, and he keeps the runners at bay. However, full count, one out. Runners will be on the move, potentially, with contact, depending on where it goes. Duncan, into the line, the 3-2. Fastball upstairs, foul tip, and Myers hangs on. Brogan down on strikes. Huge punch out for Jordan Duncan of the Black Hats. Two down. Strikeout number 81 of the season for Jordan Duncan. And he's just a junior, ladies and gentlemen. Now he's facing Eli Vandergriff, who's got some pop. Two dingers on the year. The first pitch, fastball. He chases it high. It's 0-1. Six consecutive Arcadia Valley Tigers batters had reached base before that punch out of Brogan. Duncan getting the grip on the ball. Comes set, comes forward, curveball in the dirt, and Myers again the slide to the right and the block.
He's a brick wall back there. That's so many stops, and I don't know if he would have. If it's a run-saving play, the backstop is pretty close here to the home plate, but still, what a play it was.
1-1 to Vandergriff. Fastball, can't catch up. 1-2. 4-3, your score. Herkey trying to hang on to their one-run lead here in the bottom of the fourth. Tigers with a man on every base. Here under the lights at West County Elementary, the 1-2 from Duncan. And it's fouled up off the top of the chain link fence. Vandergriff fights to see another Duncan pitch. By the way, Greg Rose, who started this game, lasting 3 1/3, he replaces Duncan at short. Duncan wearing the stirrups. They're black and red. Shakes off the first sign from Cole Myers. Shakes off the second one. Make it a third. How about a fourth? And a fifth. And now finally, time is called at the plate by Vandergriff. Maybe one of the situations with this kind of moment here where Cole Myers might walk out to Duncan and say, hey, what do you want to throw here, instead of just giving signs and giving the runner at second base a chance to steal, but they don't. So 1-2 on its way. Fastball just missed outside. 2-2 to Vandergriff. I think the home plate umpire almost pinched his index and thumb together just to indicate that it was just off the edge. 2-2 from Duncan. Fastball lifted up over the fence and towards a garage. Bases loaded for Arcadia Valley, the fourth seed in this Class 3 District 3 tournament. Eli Vandergriff right there, smack dab in the order. The third spot in the order, the first baseman waits. And a curveball in the dirt and another excellent block. What else can you say about Cole Myers? The catcher is on point tonight. The count runs full. Runners will be on the move with the pitch. A ball in the gap scores 3. Up the middle scores 2. Anything else, we'll see. The 4-3 from Duncan. Or the 3-2, and it's hit sharply towards second base. Smith fields it, fires it to first in time. And the inning draws to an end. But Arcadia Valley back into this ballgame. A 3 spot in the bottom of the fourth inning. Big thanks to Corbin Ray, as well as Jacob Gibbs and Kyle Helms. They all drive in a run, and we head to the top of the fifth. It is 4-3 Herculaneum in this opening round of the Class 3 District 3 tournament on regional radio.
I'm Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt. My job is to protect the citizens of our state and help make our communities safer. And today, I'm asking for your help. For too long, the citizens of our state have been deceived about opioids. As we move forward with our lawsuit, we want to hear directly from Missourians about how the opioid crisis has affected you and your loved ones. Share your story and help us hold those responsible accountable.
Share your stories at realopioidpain.com. Sponsored by the Missouri Attorney General's Office.
Connect to this radio station from all across the country. Take us to the gym, shopping, how about a road trip? Listen to us now on the free iHeartRadio app. You'll never miss a moment with your favorite radio station. Download the free iHeartRadio app and search for the station so we can go wherever you want us to.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Three runs in the bottom of the fourth for Arcadia Valley, but an Eli Vandergriff round out to second base with the bases loaded, and that's all Arcadia Valley can muster is those 3 runs. But you know what? Got ourselves a brand-new ballgame. 4-3 the score. Herculaneum Black Cats on top of the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Welcome back to West County Elementary. I am Matt Greenwood, and alongside me is Nick Lewis. Happy to have you on board for this Class 3 District 3 first-round matchup. And with only 6 teams involved, or excuse me, with 8 teams involved and 1, sorry, 7 teams involved and 1 getting a bye, you start off with the quarterfinals. It's the opening day of the tournament, but essentially the quarters. So that's what we have for you. Good ball game, though, 4-3. Like I said, Jordan Duncan, the batter for the Black Cats. facing Taylen Jones, who came in relief. This is his second inning of work. Duncan stepped out initially. Now he's ready to face the righty, the pitch. And Duncan shows bunt and then pulls it back and jumps out of the way of an inside slider from Jones. Jordan Duncan, a solo home run that he just crushed towards right center field. Landed amongst the trees, which it appears are about 20 feet or so behind that outfield fence. So now we have a meeting on the mound between catcher Persley and pitcher Jones. That gives us an opportunity to thank some of our sponsors for allowing us to cover the Class 3 District 3 tournament and baseball for all it's worth all season long. And that includes Presbyterian Manor of Farmington, Gilster Mary Lee, Serenity Hospice Care, as well as Mario's Italia of Farmington. And don't forget to check out your local area McDonald's. Meeting is over. Duncan digging in. The 1-0 from Jones. Fastball inside below the knees. And it's 2-0 to the left-handed swinging shortstop, now pitcher. Duncan with the bases loaded and one out. Got a strikeout and a ground out. Golfs this one left side and towards the parking lot. Watch out, vehicles.
Watch out, our vehicles.
We're good. We're right behind the concession stand. We're all right.
But, I mean, just in general, we could be in trouble. We kind of put ourselves in an interesting spot.
If you say so. There's a foul ball down the left side in just about the same spot. 2-2 now to Jordan Duncan. 3 home runs on the season, including one here tonight. Guy can rake. And he can pitch, too. Into the windup, Jones. And he drops in a nice breaking ball that's called strike 3. Wow. And Duncan left with the bat on his shoulders. First time he's been retired. It's one up, one down in the top of the 5th.
Taylen Jones has come in here, and what is that, 4 strikeouts in a row now? He's been electric ever since allowing a walk in his first batter faced.
Yep, certainly 4 Ks in a row. The old sombrero, as they say. Cole Myers now the batter. Righty on righty matchup. The catcher ready. Fastball just a bit wide. I like this home plate umpire, by the way. Rob Benz.
I like him too.
Yeah, letting people know that, or letting the pitchers know if a ball is just off the plate or whatever. Squaring up the batter is Jones. Into the line, the righty delivers. Inside pitch, sharply hit towards third. Ricochets off the right knee of Helms and will trickle into foul territory. But a base hit there on the infield for Cole Myers. Getting chillier and chillier with every passing moment as Jason Harden, also a home run tonight, gets ready to face Taylen Jones for the first time. That Harden home run came off of Carter Brogan. Harden also had an RBI ground out to short off of Brogan. So this is the first time he's facing Taylen Jones. Leg kick pitch from the righty. Ball right over the middle part of the plate, 0-1. 4-3, Herkey in the lead, top of the 5th. Chance to play the top seed Jefferson in this Class 3 District 3 tournament tomorrow at 2 o'clock. 0-1. Fastball low and wide. Ball 2. Or beg your pardon, ball 1. Jason Harden. 2, a basketball player like Jordan Duncan. Plays a guard position. 1-1 on the way out in front of a curve. Is Harden. 1-2. Scoreboard a bit behind. Greg Rose on deck for the Black Cats. There's one away with Cole Myers running for himself, the catcher at first. Check there by Jones. Leg kick and pitch. Fastball just a bit outside. Looks like Helms is playing way off the line at third base, but he's just about even with the bag as both hands on his knees, the 2-2. And a little slider that just misses low and off the plate. 3-2 a count. Decent speed at first for Cole Myers, but just one away. We'll see if Coach Bone puts on the hit and run. He does not. 3-2. Fastball just off the plate. Wow. Couldn't tell if the umpire was about to call a strike or not. He did not. And hunched over, Taylen Jones reacting to the non-strike call. And the umpire removed his mask and then kind of looked at Jones for a few seconds. And then dusted off home plate. So Harden works a walk. After the Cole Myers single, it's first and second for the Black Cats as they try to re-extend their lead. Greg Rose, the batter, two flyouts to center for the young man. He hits the one sharply toward short, to a knee, backhand, throw to second, and the throw to first is not in time. The force play made at second base. No challenge on the call at first by Arcadia Valley. Eli Vandergriff thought he kept his foot on the bag and thought the throw was in time, but it was not. So Rose on the fielder's choice, 6-4 put out. Harden erased from the bases. Over to third, Myers. Now the batter's Trevor Smith. Smith leans back on the ball inside. So Taylen Jones coming in relief of Carter Brogan has kept Herky scoreless after they put up four through the first three innings. 1-0 on the way from Jones. Fastball, check swing, a called strike regardless. 1-1 to Trevor Smith, who is 0-for-1 with a pop out to the catcher and also got hit by a pitch. 1-1 from the righty, Jones. Fastball hit sharply towards short. Another backhand attempt. This time the shortstop cannot field it, and scoring run number 5 for the Black Cats is Cole Myers. So the Black Cats re-extend their lead to at least 2 runs now. What should we call that one, a hit?
I think so. Okay. It's a tough play.
Tough play. All right. Hit for Smith. Give him the RBI. Foul tip to the backstop by Cody Gibson.
Had to go pretty far to his right and kind of get dirty for it. I'm in favor of that being hit.
Nick Lewis in favor of the offense. Gibson, by the way, a double and a walk. He's done some good things hitting seventh as he stares at one that misses towards his back right foot. 1-1 on the way to Smith. Fastball to Gibson just misses off the plate. Now 2-1.
You can also look at it as being in favor of the defense, recognizing that that was a tough play to make and giving them the benefit of the doubt.
No, that's all about the offense there. Giving him the single. Here's a ball hit back up the middle into center field. Around third, the stop sign is given as a throw, a perfect strike from the center fielder, Corbin Ray. Boy, oh boy. Greg Rose would have been toast at home if he had made it all the way around. But back-to-back singles, Cody Gibson coming through. Smith up to second base. Rose into third. The batter, the number 8 hitter, Marino Reagan, wearing the number 18. It's painted black. The first pitch to the left-handed swinging left fielder is up and away for ball one. Righty on lefty matchup. The leg kick and the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed by Reagan. Big opportunity for Marino Reagan and the Black Cats to break this one open as they lead 5-3. The pitch off the end of the bat and off the chain link fence behind home plate. It's now 2 strikes on Reagan. Marino Reagan with just 5 RBIs this season for the Black Cats. He's 0-for-2 tonight. Would love to change that with 2 strikes and 2 outs, and the bases loaded. Changeup misses outside. Tiger fans wanted the call there. It was pretty off.
I agree.
Now 2-2 to Marino Reagan. Runners peer in at home. Fastball just misses off the plate. Jones slumping the shoulders as he's got himself a full count. Runners will be on the move for the Black Cats with the pitch. Into the line goes Jones, and he misses up high for ball 4. No, they're going to call it a strike.
Late call.
Very late call on a ball. I guess it snuck underneath the letters. Coach Bone out to greet his players, and then he's going to have a word with the umpire. But a ring up strikeout for Taylen Jones, his 5th of the night. retiring Marino Reagan and sending us to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Herculaneum 5, Arcadia Valley 3 on regional radio.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Plumbers Ace Hardware, we have products that will improve your house, your lawn, and your garden. We are your local choice for house paint, deck stain, fertilizer, weed killer, and garden soil. When you're ready to relax and entertain, forget those big box stores. Our selection of Weber grills is huge, and we also stock Traeger and Blackstone griddles. See our unique selection of patio furniture and other fun items for your yard. Plumbers Ace Hardware, your local home and fun improvement store, downtown Farmington.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Controversial strike three call with the bases loaded for the Black Cats. Marino Reagan thought he had a free pass, which would have scored run number six for Herculaneum, but the umpire with the delayed called strike three on a ball around the letters to Reagan, and that sending us to the bottom of the fifth inning as Arcadia Valley trails 5-3 to the Black Cats. It's Luke Savage, Stephen Pursley, and Corbin Ray, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters for the Tigers. Jordan Duncan, second inning of relief. First pitch fastball. Chopper back up the middle in front of the mound. Duncan fields it, fires it to first in time. By the way, Arcadia Valley, with their three spot in the bottom of the fourth inning, sent nine guys up. At one point, they had six consecutive reach base. But then Jordan Duncan coming in relief of Greg Rose, preserving the win for Rose by striking out Carter Brogan and then getting a ground out to second base by Eli Vandergriff to end the bases-loaded threat. First pitch to Stephen Pursley is fouled straight back.
Pursley began the rally last inning with nobody on and one out, so same situation here.
Yep, a triple for Pursley, as a matter of fact. So the catcher using his legs to get all the way around. Calls for time. 270 feet of running for Pursley, and, well, it didn't show. There's a curveball that backs up on Duncan, misses high and in. And so the righty junior pitcher for the Black Cats facing a 1-1 count with Pursley. That triple, by the way, was off of Greg Rose. So first time facing Duncan. Sharp ground ball towards third, played off the third hop there. But the throw by Gibson takes Jason Harden well off the bag. And that'll be an E5 as Pursley reaches for the third time tonight. Good job by Harden, though, honestly. He came off the bag. He knew that there was no chance that even if he stretched that the ball would stay close. So he came off the bag and fielded it off of a short hop. So a one-out error. Now Corbin Ray, the center fielder, who obviously has a chance to get on base here and represent the tying run, takes a fastball outside for ball one. He represents the tying run at the plate. Duncan turns the hips and checks the runner at first. Now he comes set, hand separated from the letters, and fires in a fastball that is right down the middle. Some extra life to that heater from Jordan Duncan. Runs the count to 1-1 now to Corbin Ray. Ray spelled R-E-A. Small lead off of first for Pursley, the catcher. Changeup comes inside from Duncan, and it's 2-1. You know, Duncan looks like a gamer. He's got the black ink underneath his eyes. The bill of his cap is flat. He's got the stirrups on. Looks at first base. Runner takes his lead, the 2-1. Misses low and wide. Now 3-1 to Corbin Ray. On deck is Jackson Lamb, who has been on base twice with two walks. 5-3 the score, bottom of the fifth. Good 4-versus-5 matchup here in the Class 3 District 3 tournament. Duncan, the righty, fires in a fastball. Cut on and missed by Ray. Full count. Herculaneum led 2-0 after one. 4-0 after three. And then in the bottom of the fourth, Arcadia Valley's bats came alive to get three on the board, and then Herkey responded with one in the top of the fifth as there's a throw towards first base. Back in safely is Persley. That is a look at the runs by inning on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Committed to their patients. As there's one in on the hands. Loop towards second base. Coming around the ball, the second baseman. Smith fields it, fires it wide of first base. And heading towards third on the loose ball in foul territory is Stephen Persley. An infield hit and an E4. As Smith got a little greedy. Tried a little scoop throw on the move. Couldn't quite get it in the vicinity of Jason Harden. And Arcadia Valley has runners at the corners with one out for Jackson Lamb. So the E4 allowing the runner to go from second to third. Righty on righty matchup here, Duncan and Lamb. Lamb, as I mentioned, two walks. Runner takes off for second. The throw down by Myers. The tag applied in time. Second baseman Smith making up for the throwing errors. Just dropped the tag right on top of the right hand of Corbin Ray, who tried to swipe second base. And he is out number two. If he would have gotten in there safely, he would have been the tying run just 180 feet away instead. Just a runner left at third. Lamb now battling a two-out at bat. Fastball comes in, and Myers, for the first time, let one get away. So he tried to backhand it on an inside pitch. So to his left with a left-hand glove, which is not easy.
No, Myers wasn't one of the ones that hit a home run here today, but you could make a legitimate argument for him being MVP of the game just with his defense.
1-1 on the way, sharply hit towards second. To the right of the bag, Smith has it, collects himself, and throws a perfect strike to first base this time around. And so, with that, Arcadia Valley's runners at the corners threat with one out falls by the wayside with the ground out to second by Jackson Lamb to end the inning. So through five, it is Herculaneum 5 and Arcadia Valley 3. You're listening to coverage of the Class 3 District 3 baseball tournament on Regional Radio.
Hi, it's Hannah at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. This month, you get to save. If you've been needing to get some work done around the property while using a backhoe, now's your time to own the major brand maker LS Tractor. This month, get the 35-horsepower four-wheel drive diesel tractor with front loader, add on the LS submount backhoe, and you save $2,000. That's right, save $2,000. This month, get the 35-horsepower tractor with submount backhoe and 7,000-pound deluxe car hauler flatbed trailer for only $23,899. That's tractor, loader, backhoe, and flatbed trailer for only $23,899. And because you like free stuff, you'll get the 2700 PSI gas pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs for free with this package deal. See us today at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. See us on Facebook and give us a call at 573-756-4353.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM800 KREI and AM1400 KJFF. Nick Lewis with me as well at West County Elementary, the site of the Class 3 District 3 final opening round game between Arcadia Valley, the 4 seed, and Herculaneum, the 5. It's 5-3 your score as we begin the top of the 6th. Arcadia Valley with a chance in the bottom of the 5th to potentially put run number 4 on the scoreboard, maybe even come all the way back and tie it at 5 apiece, but Corbin Ray tried to take second base, got caught stealing. That made out number 2, and then Jackson Lamb with a guy at third grounded out to second base to end the inning. So Jordan Duncan doing a good job in relief for the Black Hats. And so is Talen Jones. Man, he had 5 consecutive strikeouts. Beg your pardon, 4 consecutive strikeouts in his relief outing. Gave up a run, though, in the top of the 5th. but still been very effective. A lot of swings and misses, just like the one we got there from Aiden Reese, the designated hitter.
Matt, over on J98 in Class 4 District 2, North County defeats Central 5-2. They'll play DeSoto tomorrow.
Check swing, ball up and outside the zone to the left-handed swing in Aiden Reese, and the count to 1-1.
And meanwhile, one seed St. Jen waiting on Potosi and Festus to finish up. Potosi's up 2-1 at the end of three.
Next pitch, right past the barrel of Reese. And it's 1-2 to the left-handed swing in DH. Aiden Reese 0-2 on the night, grounded out to first to end the second inning and struck out swinging. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Strikeout number 6 of the night for Taylen Jones. One up, one down for the Black Cats as we begin the top of the sixth. Arcadia Valley hasn't had a lot of state championships in their school's history. Here's a bunt up the third base side. And the pitcher, Jones, comes off the mound and throws it wild towards first. And Blake Leathers with a bunt base hit. A one-out bunt base hit. We'll see what that does for the Herky offense as Jordan Duncan, who has a solo home run tonight, could put two on the board with one swing. Righty on lefty matchup here. Jones, the righty. The pitch from him, and it's low and in for ball one. Pump fake and no throw by the catcher Persley as dancing off the bag, tempting him, was Leathers. 2013, though, cross-country team. Finished third place in Class 2, the boys did. Pitch on the way, Duncan lifts one up the left side and out of play. In 2012, the girls' cross-country team at Arcadia Valley finished second place. So the Tigers still looking for that first state championship. Who knows, maybe it could be this baseball team here this year. Curveball low and in for ball two to Duncan. Also, this past fall, the volleyball team at Arcadia Valley finished second place at state. Made a nice run, just came up a little bit short. Fastball misses low and in. Now 3-1 to Jordan Duncan.
Matt, another look at the Parkland Healthmark Pharmacy scoreboard. Class 4 District 3, Windsor knocks off St. Mary's 7-0. They'll play in the championship of that district against Lutheran South tomorrow.
Duncan's going to golf a 3-1 into left center field. Does he have home run number two? Not quite, but it will be an RBI double as around third. Coming home to score is Leathers. The throw, it will not come. And Leathers makes it run number six for the Black Cats. Duncan pulling through with his second RBI of the night. So a one-out double for Jordan Duncan to add to his home run and his walk as well. Cole Myers, the catcher, now coming up. Man, you could just feel the stomping of Blake Leathers as he charged around third and came home.
He wanted it bad, no doubt.
And now Zach Bone, head coach for the Black Cats, talking into the right ear of the home plate umpire, Rob Benz. And that's not Coach Bone, that's somebody. Well, now the information is going to be relayed to Coach Bone. I think Blake Leathers must have said something as he scored that got an Arcadia Valley fan riled up, and home plate umpire probably heard what was said and just wanted to make sure that they talked to Leathers about something. But that's just speculation. Here's Cole Myers with Duncan at second base. 6-3 Black Cats. They have upped their advantage back to three runs. Pitch from Jones. Skips over the mitt of Persley. Heading towards third. Sliding feet first safely. Ahead of the throw is Duncan. Wild pitch there by the righty Jones. It was 4-0 Herculaneum through three innings. Trying to get back up to that four-run advantage. Cole Myers a pop out to second, a sack fly to right as he'll send one on the ground past the second baseman into right field, and Duncan scores run number 7 for the Black Hats. Cole Myers pulling through again. Second ribby of the night. This time he gets to be on base because of it. 7-3 football score here in the sixth inning as the Black Hats lead Arcadia Valley. Here's Jason Harden. He rode one to left field for a solo shot in the first inning. Leg kick pitch from the righty Jones. Changeup misses low over the plate. 1-0. Harden also had a ground out RBI to short and has also walked. So he's been productive all night long. Check of first by Jones. The runner stays close. The pitch, fastball belt high inside for a called strike.
Madden Class 5 District 1, Sekman defeats Farmington 1-0. They'll play Poplar Bluff tomorrow, and Jackson playing Hillsboro on the other side of that semifinal bracket tomorrow as well.
Nice little off-speed action there by the righty Taylen Jones. Gets a swing and a miss over the top by Harden. Makes it 0-2. Nick right now doing a check of the Parkland Elthmart Pharmacy scoreboard. Committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities that they serve. That is the Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy. Pitch misses low to the right-handed swinging Jason Harden. And the count goes to 2-2. Come and set at the belt, Jones. Picks up the leg and delivers, and a ball off the top of the chain link fence. It ricochets towards the first base line, about 10 feet up the line. Into the grass. Picked up there by Pursley. Still two balls and two strikes. The runner at first is Cole Myers. 7-3 Black Cats, top of the sixth. Come and set. Just above the thigh is Jones. And Taylen Jones just misses off the plate with a breaking ball. And I believe it's full now. That's what the scoreboard says. And that's what home plate umpire Rob Benz just said as well. The 3-2 on the way. Fastball low, ball four. Two now on as Jones starting to lose command of the strike zone. Still just one out.
Matt,
here comes Greg Rose.
Matt, in other news, we talked about this earlier in girls soccer from Class 2 District 1, that loaded district. We already reported Cape Notre Dame defeated Fredericktown 4-1, but Perryville was able to get a victory tonight 3-2. And that was actually against Cape Notre Dame. Fredericktown lost to Cape Central, I believe it was. But Perryville moves on to the championship of that district, and they'll play that tomorrow.
All right, good for Perryville.
3-2 victory. They get Cape Notre Dame tomorrow.
Runners at first and second for the Black Cats. The batter is Greg Rose. He chops one third base side, foul. No balls and two strikes. Home plate umpire right on top of things. Well, it's complete darkness here at West County Elementary, except on the baseball field. Got a little light here. And a ball comes behind Greg Rose and apparently nicked him on the back. That'll load up the bases for the Black Cats. Coach John Inman has got to think quickly. What's he going to do? Leave Jones in there? Have a meeting on the mound? Replace Taylen Jones? Cole Myers shifts over towards third on the walk, or excuse me, on the hit pitch. Hit by pitch. And now the batter, Trevor Smith, had an RBI single in the top of the fifth inning. Gave Herculaneum run number 5. Now they've added two more in this inning. 7-3, fastball forcing Smith to lean back. Taylen Jones, sophomore relief pitcher tonight for Arcadia Valley. He's done a marvelous job, but he's starting to struggle here as he does get a swing and a miss on a fastball up in the zone. Evens us up at one apiece. Infield in for the Tigers. Ground ball to them. They're coming home. 1-1. Pop up towards the right side over the Arcadia Valley dugout on the first baseline.
Non-high school sports news, the St. Louis Blues are up 1-0 over San Jose in Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals, obviously looking to avoid a 2-0 deficit.
Yeah, that would not be good for them. There's another lift towards the right side and towards the house.
Just cleared the roof over there.
Did it? Okay.
Barely.
Is there insurance that exists for for houses next to baseball fields?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Here comes a changeup on the inside part of the plate. Belts high, ring him up, strikeout. As Trevor Smith will drag the bat back towards the dugout. Two down. Taylen Jones needs one more out to limit the damage to just two runs. Base is still loaded for the Black Cats. The batter is Cody Gibson. He hits seventh in this Zach Bone order and plays third base. Righty-on-righty matchup. Pitch, curveball, outside, swing and a miss. So a punch-out swinging to start the inning and a strikeout looking for out number two. See if Jones can get Gibson out here. He's ahead in the count 0-2, so it's looking good. Two fastballs up high. Gibson has been unable to touch him. And the 0-2 is skied behind home plate towards the stands and just behind the stands. Still 0-2 to Gibson. In Arcadia Valley searching for some new baseballs. Did you get to cover the Arcadia Valley volleyball run to the state finals?
I did.
Okay, that's what I thought. Man, they were so close, weren't they?
They were.
I can't remember who'd they face.
In the state finals? You're putting me on the spot here. It's been a long time.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's been since, like, October, but it feels like it's been forever.
No doubt.
Or maybe even beyond October. See, I can't even remember. And with the bases loaded and a two-strike count on Cody Gibson, he's going to wear one on the shoulder as Jones came a little too far inside. And Myers will trot home and score run number 8 for the Black Cats. Disappointment all around from the ball players for Arcadia Valley. Here comes Marino Reagan, the victim of a controversial strikeout call just last inning. Leg kick pitch to the lefty. He checks his swing. He did not go around. And so it's one ball and no strikes. A couple of times we've been on air to call games where a team has scored a run with the bases loaded and the guy getting hit by a pitch. Fastball up and away to Reagan, the left-handed hitting left fielder. Now it's 2-0. The other one was a Festus 4-3 victory over Farmington during the Farmington Wood Bat Tournament at Wilson-Rozier Park. Swing and a miss there. Excuse me. And it is 2-1 to Marino Reagan. That was a game that Eddie Martin had the bases loaded. Nobody out. Wore one on the back of his leg, giving Festus the 4-3 victory.
For the record, Arcadia Valley lost to Herman in the state championship back on November 3rd.
That's right, the team with two N's in their name. There's a foul off the chain link fence, and the count runs full. At third base, it is Harden. At second, Greg Rose. At first, Cody Gibson. Running out of baseballs here. A lot of fouls by these guys. 8-3 Black Cats, top of the sixth. They could really bust it open here. Bases loaded, runners on the move on the 3-2. It's low, it's taken, it's ball four, it's run number 9. Black Cats now up 6 here in the top of the sixth. And Coach Inman has seen enough. The sophomore righty, Taylen Jones, started off beautifully in relief, but it's been a struggle the last two innings. And that pretty much sums up this sixth inning as he hit Cody Gibson, and then walked Marino Reagan, allowing two runs to score for the Black Cats. And so we have a Midwest Sports Center pitching change. We'll take a 90-second break. When we come back, the Black Cats will have a man on every base with Aiden Reese, the number 9 hitter in the order, coming up to face, it appears, Eli Vandergriff with a 9-3 Black Cat lead in the opening round of the Class 3 District 3 baseball tournament on regional radio.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
Matt Greenwood with you on AM 1400 KJFF, Herculaneum, Festus, and Hillsboro, as well as AM 800 KREI, Farmington, Bonterre, and Park Hills, which is not too far away from Leadwood, which is where West County High School and Middle School and Elementary are located, which is where the baseball game is being played.
Great sequence of events you went through there.
9-3 the score. It's not going to be Eli Vandergriff replacing Taylen Jones because Vandergriff has not thrown a single pitch this inning or this season.
Or this inning.
Or this inning, for that matter. Instead, Stephen Pursley, who takes off the catcher's gear, which apparently was hiding his black and yellow stirrups. Good look. Anyway, the righty's in there to throw some pitches and tried to, essentially close the door on what's already been a good inning for the Black Cats. 4 runs here in the top of the 6th as we've had a bases loaded hit by pitch and then a bases loaded walk to score 2 runs. Cody Gibson picking up an RBI after getting hit by a pitch, and then Marino Reagan working a walk.
It's been quite the adventure for Kyle Helms today. He started in left, moved to third, and now he's going to be behind home plate as the catcher.
All right, very well. Let's give you some of the numbers on Stephen Pursley coming out from behind home plate to throw some balls off the mound. 28 innings, an ERA of 2.00. He is a junior. And he's got 40 strikeouts in 28 innings tossed, 21 walks, a little bit high there. He's faced 123 batters this season. He's got a win-loss record of 4-0. This is his 7th appearance of the 2019 season. And as a starter, he's completed 1 game. So good numbers there for Stephen Pursley on this Midwest Sports Center pitching change. All right, the batter is Aiden Reese. Started off this inning with a strikeout swinging. And he comes around on a high fastball and has a word with himself. It's 0-1.
And, of course, the Cardinals in to begin and end an inning with an out, and especially a strikeout if that were to happen again.
Righty on lefty here. Another high fastball from Stephen Pursley. Swung on and missed. 0-2. Left side of the infield drawn in. First baseman hiding behind the runner. The 0-2 fastball upstairs. Received there by the catcher for ball one. Kyle Helms back behind the dish. Pursley comes up with a fastball, and that grazes the back left shoulder of Aiden Reese. Run number 10 scores for the Black Cats. Trotting home is Greg Rose. Back to the top of the order for Blake Leathers. That is the 3rd hit batter of the inning. And it's come within the last 5 guys. Greg Rose has been hit. Cody Gibson. And now Aiden Reese. Leathers started off with a strike by Pursley. It's 0-1. So an RBI for Aiden Reese, and a bruise to show for it. And the 0-1 curve dropped in there for a called strike. By the way, a ball in the gap here could potentially score 3 and set us up for the mercy rule in the bottom half of the 6th, if that is indeed what happens here. The pitch towards Leathers. It's a fastball that pops off the backstop, and there's not much room behind home plate. only a good 10 feet or so, 10 to 12 feet. And that one actually popped right back over to Kyle Helms. So runners stay where they are. At third base, it's Gibson. At second, Reagan. Ground ball towards third. Coming in to field it is the third baseman. He'll go to third. And does he beat the runner? He apparently does. The call by the umpire out on the infield makes the out call at third. And Arcadia Valley gets away with a little indecision. Herculaneum, though, adds five here on the top of the sixth. 10-3, your new score as we head to the bottom of the sixth in the Class 3 District 3 opening round of the baseball tournament here on Regional Radio.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
This is Dr. Karen Melton with exciting news. Audiology and Hearing Center is now Hearing Care Partners. Hearing loss can be gradual, so if you're noticing some issues, just give us a call. We offer free consultations. We're still available at our three locations that you love, in Farmington, Herculaneum, or St. Genevieve. It's Hearing Care Partners, powered by Audiology and Hearing Center. For more information, go to hearingcarepartners.com. Hearing Care Partners. We listen so you can hear.
Well, the Black Cats left him loaded in the top of the sixth inning. However, they got five runs before Arcadia Valley got three out. So 10-3, your new score on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Matt Greenwood with you alongside me, Nick Lewis. And number 15 for the Black Cats, Trevor Smith, is coming in relief for Herculaneum to replace Jordan Duncan, who came into the ballgame in relief with one out in the fourth inning and did a good job of facing six batters, striking out one of them, and not giving up any runs. For Arcadia Valley, down by seven. Here in the bottom of the sixth, they will send Jacob Gibbs, Kyle Helms, and Taylor Jones to the plate. So Trevor Smith, the third Midwest Sports Center, or excuse me, the second Midwest Sports Center pitching change for the Black Cats. He is a righty, so is Gibbs, the DH. Gibbs, one for two with an RBI double. And he'll wear one between the shoulder blades and walk up to first base. So the first pitch out of Trevor Smith's hand hits him square on the back, and it's one aboard for Kyle Helms, the number nine hitter. What has gotten into these kids, Nick? That's four guys that have been hit by a pitch in the last six batters. Three guys got hit for Herky of the last five batters in the top of the sixth, and now Jacob Gibbs, first batter up for Arcadia Valley in the bottom half, gets plunked. And now Smith finds a strike zone, this time to Helms. A strike call on the inside part of the plate. It's 0-1.
Well, certainly nothing intentional, just lots of control for both teams for whatever reason.
Out of the stretch, Smith. Leg kick, pause. And the ball sent up over the screen. No balls and two strikes to Kyle Helms. Helms with a pop out to short in the second inning. And an RBI single in the bottom of the fourth. We have had two home runs in this ballgame. They have both belonged to the Black Cats of Herculaneum of the solo variety, Jordan Duncan and Jason Harden. 0-2 now to Helms, and he spins away from an inside changeup. It's 1-2. Herculaneum with a 10-9-1 record entering this Class 3 District 3 tournament. Arcadia Valley 11-9. 1-2 is lifted up into the night sky, left side towards shallow left, and underneath it is Marino Reagan as he secures it with two hands for out number one. All right, we go back to the top of the order. It's Taylen Jones, the sophomore, who I imagine went from, well, he went from shortstop to pitcher. I imagine went back to short, and Carter Brogan out of this ball game, unless Brogan got shifted. We're still trying to figure that out. A lot of moving pieces for these schools when they bring a pitcher on. It's not like they have a 25-man major league roster. They got to sort of shift guys around. Taylen Jones, by the way, two walks in this ballgame, facing a 1-0 count. The righty Smith comes forward, and the ball is backhanded by by Myers, and it skips away towards the Herky Black at third baseline, and advancing a bag is Jacob Gibbs. So a pass ball there, first one of the night for Cole Myers. Just a really technically sound catcher who reads the ball out of his pitcher's hand very well, especially when you got guys that miss with fastballs 2 feet off the plate. You need that catcher that can sort of do that electric slide to the right, and Cole Myers does an excellent job of that.
Makes you confident when you throw your breaking balls in the dirt intentionally that your catcher is going to be there for you.
Out of the stretch, Smith, 10-3 Black Cats lead, trying to keep it that way. The delivery is lifted up behind the concession stands, and now our vehicle is in danger. If it goes behind the concession stands, our two company vehicles are in the way. So, yikes.
Oh, hopefully. Hopefully we're good.
Yeah, hopefully we're good. Taylen, you better not have hit our car. Two strikes on Taylen Jones. The pitch from the belt. Fastball hit sharply towards short. Duncan is going to go to third. And the tag applied in time. He didn't have to go there. There was no force out. The tag was necessary. Gibson able to get it on the chest of Jacob Gibbs. And there are two outs. Fielder's choice for Taylen Jones. Man, Duncan is so smart. He's very talented as well. He can hit bombs and throw heaters. And he plays an excellent shortstop as well, and Zach Bone gets him another year. There's a fastball up high, and the 5'2" Cole Myers leaps up from the crouch to make sure it doesn't get to the backstop. Maybe not 5'2". He's pretty small, though, but he's really good. Small lead off of first for Jones. Ball lined right back up the middle. Jordan Duncan stretching out the shortstop, but it's behind him and into center field. And two aboard for the Tigers, still trailing 10-3 here in the bottom of the sixth. That was Carter Brogan with the knock. Batters Eli Vandergriff. V-A-N-D-E-R-G-R-I-F-F. Eli Vandergriff. Two home runs on the season for the Tigers, but he's 0-for-3 with three groundouts. Pop up. This one playable in the stands. Watch out. Ball comes down and lands to the left of a fan who I think wasn't really aware of where that ball was coming down. Fortunate there not to get hit by the ball there. So it's 0-1 to Eli Vandergriff. Arcadia Valley does have their work cut out for him. Trevor Smith, by the way, was at second base for Herculaneum. Vacates that spot to take over the mound. Comes set with his front left foot actually angled towards the first base side. There's Vandergriff riding one into center field, backing up, and Leather's finally able to secure it. Couple of feet in front of the warning track. So Vandergriff with his hardest hit ball of the night, but it results in out number three, and we head to the top of the seventh. It is 10-3 Herculaneum leading Arcadia Valley in the opening round of the Class 3 District 3 baseball tournament on regional radio.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have 24-month same as cash and no credit needed financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. And don't forget, we have discounts on all special orders.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Hopkins Floor Company and Shaw Floors would like to introduce Bolera Carpet. Bolera is an all-new carpet that will make you rethink where you can use carpet again. Hi, this is Nick Hopkins. The worry-free days of having carpet are back again with Bolera. Just go to YouTube and search B-E-L-L-E-R-A and watch this unbelievable carpet in action. Then come into Hopkins Floor Company where you can get Bolera Basic Rules Carpet for 40% off. That's Hopkins Floor Company, Highway 67, south of Festus.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Dance all night. Feel real good.
Is that the best you could have done?
No, not really, but I figure people don't want to hear me sing either, so I just mouthed it. Talked it, I guess.
Yeah, anyway, you definitely talked it.
I definitely talked it, yeah. 10-3 your score, Matt Greenwood alongside me, Nick Lewis. 10-3 Herculaneum on top of Arcadia Valley. It's the 4 versus a 5. AV the 4, Herky the 5. Winner gets the privilege and the honor and the reward of playing the top seed Jefferson, also the third team ranked in the state, tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Jordan Duncan is the batter. He's got a home run, a walk, a strikeout, and an RBI double. He gets a first pitch curve from Stephen Pursley for ball one. It's Jordan Duncan, Cole Myers, and Jason Harden, 2, 3, and 4 in Coach Bone's Black Hat order. As right now it is Kyle Helms, who replaced Stephen Pursley behind the dish, out to have a word with the right-hander. Pursley's a really nice player. Nick?
He is, yeah. He's got a lot of emotion out there. You love that. He strikes you as kind of a team leader type of guy, and he can hit the ball. He can catch really well, and, well, he can also pitch, as you're seeing right now.
Yep. Into the wind he goes. The righty delivers, and Duncan, Ichiro style, fouls one off left side, and by Ichiro style, I mean had his body sort of leaning outside or leaning towards the outside of the batter's box as he lifted that one up. Rests the bat on his back left shoulder as come and set. Now coming forward, Pursley misses wide with a curve. It's 1-1. That Duncan home run in the top of the first inning came with one out and nobody on to get the Black Hats on the board first. Arcadia Valley, as time is called, eventually went down 4-0. And then in the bottom of the fourth inning, they came back. Got 3 runs on the board to cut it to a 1-run deficit, but then Herkey has since added 1 in the 5th and then 5 in the 6th. And once again, time is called, and that will allow us a moment to thank some of our sponsors here, and that includes Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum as well as Jefferson College of Hillsboro. Let's also give a nice little shout-out to Lucas Smith Chrysler Center of Festus, the UPS store in Festus, as well as Comtree of Festus, and Mineral Area College in the not-so-distant-from-us Park Hills. Jordan Duncan now facing a 1-1, and he fouls it off the top of the catcher's helmet, off the umpire as well. It's now 1-2. Greg Rose started this game for the Black Hats on the mound. He was replaced by Duncan for a couple of innings, and then Trevor Smith recently just got out of the 6th inning without giving up a run. Arcadia Valley started this game off with Carter Brogan, then moved on to Taylen Jones, and now here we are with Stephen Pursley. Stephen with a PH instead of a V. Come and set at the belt, squaring up Duncan. Long delay between pitches, and Duncan readjusting the batter's box, and now Pursley into the wind. There it is. Curveball swung on and missed. And Duncan down on strikes for the second time tonight as they go around the horn. So one down for the Black Hats. With Duncan retired, enter Cole Myers. Myers a pop out to second in the first inning. Sack fly RBI in the third. Single and a run scored in the 5th. And an RBI single in the 6th. By the way, Herculaneum, in that 5-run 6th inning, sent 11 guys to the plate. Fastball comes inside, belt high for a strike to Cole Myers. Small strike zone. Myers, not a very big kid, but as Nick and I have pointed out quite a bit this evening, very, very good defensively behind the plate. Fastball misses low from the righty, Pursley. 1-1 the count. Looks like they're playing a relatively shallow right field. Jackson Lamb out there. Infield playing back, though, except for the third baseman, who's just about even with the bag. And the 1-1 curve. Well, it crossed home plate in the zone, but was received low and outside the zone, but the home plate umpire calls it a strike. It's about where it crosses, not where it ends up. And the 1-2. Curveball chopped at like a lumberjack, but a foul tip there by Myers. Still 1-2. Arcadia Valley will have Luke Savage, Stephen Pursley, and Corbin Ray in the bottom of the seventh inning. It'll be their last chance to keep their season alive. Here's the 1-2 from Pursley. Misses up high with a curve. It's now 2-2 to Cole Myers. Be sure to stick around for the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. We'll get the winning coach and announce the player of the game, the drive of the game, and the play of the game. 1-2 to Myers, and the righty catcher peers at a curveball at his back foot. That runs us full at 3-2 with Jason Harden on deck with one out, nobody on for the Black Cats here in the top of the seventh. Long day of baseball started at 2 o'clock for me and Nick, for you as well if you've been staying tuned. There's a fastball up, and it's foul tipped. And there's a little bit of confusion whether or not there was a check swing and the ball just grazed the top of Helms' mask and then to the backstop, or if Cole Myers actually foul tipped it on the check swing. I didn't hear contact on the baseball, but the home plate umpire called it a foul ball. But even if they go to first and appeal. So right now, Coach Bone is hoping. Well, I don't know what he's actually talking to them about. Well, I guess it would be ball four if he didn't go around. So if Myers did go around and did not make contact, it's a strikeout. However, he wasn't given the fair opportunity to try to beat it out by running towards first because the home plate umpire called it foul. At the same time, Coach Bone's argument is that he checked his swing, didn't go around, ball missed the bat, and that was ball four. But the home plate umpire and the first base umpire talk it over, and they agree, foul ball. So 3-2 to Cole Myers, nobody on in front of him, and one out. 10-3, Herky. Here goes Pursley into the wind, and that 3-2 fastball is up, and what do we have here? Ball four. That's two back-to-back pitches with a lot of confusion. But the home plate umpire did not hear contact this time and makes the call. So Cole Myers works a walk. Here comes a courtesy runner for the Black Cats. It is number 33, Chance Jenkins. Jenkins takes his lead off the base. Looks like he's in tune with what's going on. Fresh off the bench, sometimes it's hard. You know, there's a curve to Jason Harden, buckles the knees. It's a called strike over the heart of the plate. Jason Harden with a home run in the first inning. An RBI ground out to short in the third. He has walked twice since. Hitting cleanup for the Black Cats. Stands towards the back end of the batter's box. Swings from the right side. The first pitch is up and in to the backstop as you hear the chain link fence rattle. And into second base goes Jenkins. And the Black Cat dugout loves it. I like that first name, Chance. Chance Jenkins. Solid baseball name. Ball behind his back, Pursley. Pulls it off the right hip, puts it into the glove. And the 1-0. Curve, low and wide. 2-0 to number 5, Jason Harden.
Speaking of names, is it hard for you as a Houston guy to not call Jason Harden James Harden?
Not really. It's actually harder for me to not call Jason Harden Jordan Duncan for some reason. 2-0 on the way. Fastball down the middle. And swing and a miss. Jason Harden couldn't catch up. Although now that you put it in my head.
It's going to trip you up.
It is going to trip me up at some point. Darn you. Top of the seventh here. Black Cats hoping to add at least maybe one more run just to feel nice about the inning. Curveball. Misses up over the head of Jason Harden. New ducks underneath it. And the count is full. Still just one out. Chance Jenkins at second. Reached on a wild pitch by Pursley, who comes set belt high. Lifts up the front leg. Brief pause. Fastball misses high and wide, and that is ball four. Three consecutive walks for Jason Harden. He might end the night with only being retired just once. Although even when he did ground out to short, it resulted in a run scoring. Early candidate for Applebee's Player of the Game. Stick around for the postgame show. We'll announce that. The batter now is Greg Rose. And turning around, firing towards second base is Pursley. Sort of slide rolling into second is Chance Jenkins. Shouts of way to get dirty from the Herky dugout. They're having fun. Up by seven. This righty-on-righty matchup has a 2-0 favorable count for Greg Rose. So the fastball was elevated. 9:22 in Leadwood, Missouri. Glad to have you still with us. 2-0 pitch. Fastball outside. Or maybe that is 2-0 now. Scoreboard's been off a little bit tonight, and so have I, apparently. But home plate umpire did not give us the signal, so I believe it's 2-0. Yes, it was. Now it's 3-0 because Pursley misses with a fastball low and outside. One out for the Black Cats, up 10-3. Runners at first and second. Pursley checks the runner twice at second base. Now turns home and gets that get-me-over strike. No, missed off the plate. Okay. I thought differently there, Nick. But that's another base on balls, third consecutive one for Arcadia Valley. And Stephen Pursley and John Inman, head coach, back out across the first baseline towards a slightly elevated mound between third and first. And we'll see what the decision is here. So again, the winner of this ball game will go on and play Jefferson tomorrow. It'll be the first of two on regional radio. If Herculaneum winds up pulling through, it'll be Herculaneum and Jefferson at 1:45 on KJF only. And then we'll split the two stations up with St. Pius and West County, or we'll bring those two together, I should say, as we'll have on KREI and KJF, St. Pius and West County, right after Jefferson and Herky. Here's a pitch. Fastball in on the hands, rolled towards first by Trevor Smith. First baseman Vandergrift comes home with the throw and gets the force out there for out number two. Chance Jenkins erased from the bases. And a nice little exchange behind home plate between Chance and Kyle Helms. Isn't that nice, Nick? Did you see that?
I did.
Kyle Helms picked up the bat that Trevor Smith laid down after rolling it up the first baseline. And then in return, Chance Jenkins gave Kyle Helms his catcher's helmet back. Fastball low to Cody Gibson, the third baseman and the number seven hitter in this Black Cat order. It's 1-0. Base is still loaded, but there are two outs now. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. By the way, if you're scoring at home, that's a 3-2 force play at home. Smith reaches on the fielder's choice. Now the pitch chased outside the zone. That is strike two to Gibson. Once again, Arcadia Valley will have Luke Savage, Stephen Pursley, and Corbin Ray due up in the bottom of the seventh. Base is loaded for the Black Cats. Pitch, swing, and a miss over the top of a curve. Cody Gibson down on strikes. The inning is over as Pursley able to work around three walks in a row. And we head to the bottom of the seventh. Arcadia Valley needs to score a touchdown to force extra innings. As it's 10-3 Black Cats on top, we head to the bottom of the seventh here in 1 minute on regional radio.
Do you have a passion for coaching? Have you ever wanted to run your own fitness facility? This fall, turn your love for sports into an exciting career with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Learn everything from the psychology and business of sports to the care and prevention of injuries. Sports management is a rapidly growing field and can provide you with a lucrative career path. Do something that you are passionate about with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Call now at 573-431-4593 to get started.
Hi, this is Kim Elwell with a special 55% tax credit opportunity from Comtree. If you're a Missouri business owner, we need your help to build transitional housing for our domestic violence shelter. In return, your donation may qualify for a special 55% tax credit. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to help build hope for a strong, safe, independent future for those seeking shelter from domestic violence. Please contact me, Kim Elwell, at Comtree, 636-232-2339, and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a safe place.
Matt Greenwood back with you on Regional Radio. Nick Lewis joining me in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Hey, guess what? You made it to the bottom of the seventh inning. We've had baseball since 2 o'clock this afternoon. St. Pius sweeping aside Kingston 10-0. They mercy rolled them in six innings. Riley Nager got the no-hitter. That's how the action started. And then game two of the afternoon, Nick Lewis had the call. It was West County getting past Grandview 5-2. And so West County, the 2 seed. St. Pius, the 3 seed in the Class 3 District 3 tournament, will meet tomorrow at 4 o'clock on KJFF and KREI. And the Black Cats are 3 outs away from advancing to the semis themselves as they lead 10-3 over the Arcadia Valley Tigers here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Luke Savage is the batter, Trevor Smith the pitcher, and he misses in with pitch number one. Class 3, District 3 action all day today for you on Regional Radio. Now the righty Smith delivers, and low and outside, ball lifted up towards the right side, now to play. 1-1 to Luke Savage, grounded out to short his first time up, flew out to right field the second time, and then grounded back out to the pitcher his third time to the plate. Slight bend to the knees as Smith from the first base side of the rubber delivers low and wide. 2-1 to Luke Savage. Arcadia Valley down to their final 3 outs. Always a little bittersweet, but a very young group for AV. They're going to return quite a few juniors as seniors and then sophomores as juniors as well. Fastball down the middle, grounded toward short. Jordan Duncan there to his left. Fields it, fires it low to first base on the stretch. Harden's got him. One up, one down. Herculaneum 2 outs away from advancing to the semis. Coming up is Stephen Pursley. He has walked, he has tripled and scored a run, and he has reached on an error. Be sure to stick around for the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. We'll dish out a drive of the game, player of the game, and play of the game. Righty on righty matchup here. The pitch to Pursley. Low and in. Trevor Smith, by the way, the third pitcher of the night for Coach Bone and the Black Cats. It started out with Greg Rose, who went 3 1/3. Jordan Duncan then got the Black Cats to the sixth. And it's been Trevor Smith here in the last two frames as he just misses off the plate. 1-1 the count. Into the line. Nope. Never mind. Smith stepped off. Stands very interestingly on that rubber. Drops in a fastball around the knees for a strike call. So he pitches from the first base side. And instead of his front left foot being in a vertical line with his back foot or, you know, sort of slightly off towards the third baseline, it's actually put with his heel closer to first base. Now Smith misses high and inside over the head of the ducking Stephen Pursley. And I believe it's a full count. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard reading 3-1 at this point over in right center field, but I believe it's 2 strikes. Anyway, pitch on the way. And a pop-up. Left side, playable. Third base dugout, and it's over there. And whether it was 3-2 on that pitch or 3-1, it's 3-2 now. Corbin Ray is on deck. Again, Arcadia Valley down to their final two outs of the 2019 season. Be sure to check out MIMOinfo.com later on this evening for a full game recap. That's ball four to Pursley. So a runner on for Arcadia Valley. And Corbin Ray coming up. By the way, Herculaneum finishing off the Class 3 District 1 tournament today. They had their 4x800-meter relay team qualify for the sectionals, as well as in the mile, Nautica Strickland, John Kaufman, and Cody Glisson. In the 2 mile, it was John Kaufman, Jacob Arnold, Nautica Strickland, and Laura Maddox. Ball is behind Corbin Ray as he bends the knees forward out of the way. No advancement by Pursley at first. It's 1-0 to Corbin Ray, who flew out to center field. Also singled in a run and has reached on a single as well. Austin Houston advanced the sectionals for Herculaneum in the long jump. Ariel Prince in the javelin. Nick Miles in the discus. And Luke Teague in the pole vault. Ball low, grounded towards first, backhanded by Jason Harden. He'll take it himself to first base. Two outs. Pursley advances to second, and the Black Cats one out away from advancing to the semifinals of the Class 3 District 3 tournament to face Jefferson tomorrow. Finishing off the sectional qualifiers for the Black Cats track and field team, Kyle Vineyard in the 800 meter, Ariel Prince in the pole vault, and Colton Parrish in the pole vault as well. It's a heavy-loaded Herky lineup heading towards sectionals. Congratulations to them. Pursley on the move towards third. He'll get in there without a throw as the ball misses off the plate to Jackson Lamb. Defensive indifference there. They won't let him take home, though. Here's Smith into the wind and lifting it up into the night sky. Right side, Lamb out of play. Isn't it crazy, Nick, to think that we started off the day with the sun beaming on us, giving us sunburn, to now freezing?
You can see my arms, right?
Yeah.
Red.
Yep.
Very red.
1-1 on the way to Lamb. Misses low and outside as he stares it down.
Not just that, I had my phone on this table and it was getting way too hot, so I had to take it off the table. Now it's cold. It's like freezing cold when I touch it.
Right. It's crazy. We've been doing this since 2 o'clock and been loving every second of it. Here's the 2-0 to Smith. Fastball misses below the kneecaps, and it's 3-1. Arcadia Valley down 10-3, two outs, runner at third, bottom of the seventh. Some fans starting to pack it in. Trevor Smith trying to finish things off, the 3-1. Ball fouled into the top of the screen. It ricochets back and rolls towards Smith. Smith picks it up, says good enough. Wipe some of the dirt off the ball off of his right hip and then juggled it for a second. But now he's back on the rubber, first base side, pitching from the stretch, the 3-2 to end the game. And here it is from Smith. And it's lifted up into the netting that extends off the top of the screen. And Jackson Lamb staying alive. Lamb with two walks and a run score tonight, also a ground out to second base. Five seniors on this Arcadia Valley squad, hoping that tonight's not the last night. Trevor Smith, first base side of the rubber, out of the stretch again. Elevates the fastball, gets a swing and a miss, and that is your ball game. Herculaneum has advanced to the Class 3 District 3 semifinals with a 10-3 victory over the Arcadia Valley Tigers. The fifth-seeded Black Cats are moving on, and we have your Home Pools and Spas postgame show next.
The list of satisfied customers at Home Pools and Spas in Ledington continues to grow. Brian Mabry of Farmington is very happy with his pool.
They underpromised and overdelivered on the product. I had no idea that it was going to turn out as good as it did, so I'm extremely happy with it. My wife was the one that wanted the pool. I'm the one who's out there more than anybody else.
Home Pools and Spas in Ledington, homepoolsandspas.net.
Everybody's going home is where the fun
Everybody's
is.
Going home.
Some of the fantastic restaurants you hear on regional radio are featured right now with discount certificates when you click the Big Deals tab at MIMOinfo.com. You can buy discount certificates for Gordon's Cheese Steaks in Crystal City, Homestead Restaurant in Bon Terre, Main and Mill Brewing Company, Pasta House and Cecil Whitaker's all in Festus, Russell House in Hillsboro, and Buffalo Wild Wings in Farmington. Buy now and use later. Go to Big Deals at MIMOinfo.com and save.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, "We can grow any business in any industry at any time." The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-715-3913. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-715-3913. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-715-3913. Again, 800-715-3913.
It out throughout the lineup against some really good arms.
Coach, Nick and I were extremely impressed with the defense behind home plate by Cole Myers. Only one pass ball tonight. Everything else was either backhanded beautifully or blocked with the chest protector. Talk about his defense for you behind the dish this year.
Well, he's really good. There's no doubt about it. And you've seen a 5-3 game there. You know, the throw he makes. To get the runner stealing at second base, that's as good a throw as you'll see at this level. I mean, that's a legitimate 2-0 throw on the bag.
Yep.
In a huge situation with one out in the tying run trying to move into scoring position. So Cole was outstanding, and honestly, man, he's been outstanding for us all year behind the plate. He's had a really nice year offensively, but even if he was batting zero, what he brings for us defensively is absolutely invaluable. So I think that was really on display tonight.
Coach, you come in here as the lower seed, and a seesaw 2019 season for you guys. You've had some really tough competition being up in Jefferson County, and I feel like it's the kind of competition that prepares you for a district tournament when you have three of the best teams in the state in Class 3 with Jefferson, St. Pius, and West County, and now you're facing a team in Jefferson that you only lost 2-1 to earlier this year at your place. So I imagine with the 10 runs put up tonight, like, it's a very tough Arcadia Valley team. Knowing that you had a good game against Jefferson last time around probably gives you and the guys a lot of confidence moving forward into that one tomorrow.
Oh, this has got to be the best 3A district in the state, Matt, as far as I'm concerned. And I think Arcadia Valley is probably the best 4-seed in any district in the state. It's a really good baseball team. And so we understood coming in that this was a loaded district, certainly. We felt like there were five teams that could win it. We felt like we were one of them coming in, and I think we still do. Our guys still feel like we have a shot to win this thing. We played really well defensively tonight, swung the bats up and down the lineup, got some really good pitching performances, some huge innings out of Trevor Smith there towards the end of the game, to put us in a situation where we have some guys fresh for tomorrow. So, we've certainly played a pretty good schedule this year. We feel like some really good baseball teams. We feel like our guys are battle-tested. We're playing four guys who are 3 or 4 year starters for us. These guys have been through a little bit. They've lost the district championship game in the last 2 years, and I think coming in we understood that we were going to play to win it. There's not going to be any satisfaction in us winning a game or getting to the championship or whatever. I think our guys came with the mindset that we were capable of winning it if we played well, and we were able to do that tonight.
All right, Coach Bone, go enjoy this victory here tonight, 10-3 over Arcadia Valley, on to face Jefferson tomorrow, first game on the docket as St. Pius West County will be the the second game. But, yeah, 2 o'clock start for you guys.
Appreciate it, Matt. Thank you.
All right, Zach Bone, head coach of the Herky Blackcats, joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Got to give him the Applebee's of Farmington certificate for Jordan Duncan, our player of the game. And, again, final score 10-3. Herculaneum gets the victory. Okay, so Class 4 District 2 baseball on J98. Potosi and Festus, 2-2 battle, bottom of the seventh inning. If you want to go to J98 and hear the end of that game, please do so. Please feel free to ditch me and go over there, because that is a good ball game in the Class 4 District 2 first round on J98. That's 98.5 FM.